with Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Sam Litzinger. Chilling new findings from the experts on the 9/11 Commission. They say Al-Qaeda mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed originally planned a much bigger attack in which he himself would take part, but the idea was scaled down by Osama bin Laden. Commission Executive Director Philip Zelikow.
Regardless of the tactic, Al-Qaeda is actively striving to attack the United States and inflict mass casualties.
The commission found no strong link between Al-Qaeda and Iraq, despite claims by Bush administration officials there was a connection. A new videotape on an Islamic website appears to show Paul Johnson, the American kidnapped last weekend in Saudi Arabia. His captors are threatening to kill him unless the Saudis release some Al-Qaeda suspects they're holding. Prosecutors say a third man is now under surveillance in connection with an alleged plot to blow up a shopping mall in Ohio. One suspect is due in court today. Another's already in prison. Officials say the men have links to Al-Qaeda. I'm Sam Litzinger, NBC News Radio.
According to research, parents play an important role in helping children avoid risky behaviors, including smoking. The Parent Resource Center at philipmorrisusa.com offers advice from experts on how to talk with kids about not smoking and downloadable brochures with tips on starting the conversation and ways to help kids handle peer pressure. For more, visit the Parent Resource Center at philipmorrisusa.com or call 1-877-PM-USA-WEB for a free brochure.
Guys, it's almost Father's Day and time to drop a few hints. When your wife asks, what do you want for dinner? You say, 110 channels of Sirius satellite radio with commercial-free music plus news, talk, sports, and the entire NFL season sounds good. If she looks confused, you say, oh, I thought you asked me what I wanted for Father's Day.
Now, Sirius satellite radio is just $9.99 a month. Offer based on prepaid one-year subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Hardware sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, Circuit City, or Sirius.com for details.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Rainy, 52 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Like much of yesterday, the weather tops our news today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
And that weather is starting to cause some problems on the highways and byways. Lots of slow traffic, lots of backsplash, lots of standing water. So allow yourself a little extra time to get to where you're trying to go this afternoon. A few accidents around town, too. One reported on Federal at I-76, another one at I-25 in the Boulder Turnpike. Don't know if that's on I-25 or on the Turnpike itself. 58th in Kipling, a minor scrape. 8th in Birch, Denver police cleaning up on an injury accident there. And some emergency equipment lower downtown at 15th in Delgany. That's a hit-and-run accident with injuries. One car left the scene, obviously, but there is a lot of emergency equipment on the scene anyway. Xantex 3 with the information. It's the most powerful diet pill in America. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. It's available at stores nationwide or log on to Xantex3.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Today's weather looks to be a little calmer than that we had yesterday afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Baringenbrook says the rain should move out of the area by tonight.
Looks like we're going to decrease things after about 8 p.m. as far as the rain goes, but we could have drizzle and then fog linger through the night.
Baringenbrook says the only severe weather we might see would be between Monument Hill and Colorado Springs. This report brought to you by Hyatt. Last night, the Thornton City Council voted down a proposed rezoning that would have allowed the construction of a Walmart at I-25 and 136th. Council chambers were filled with residents opposed to construction of the retail outlet. Walmart representatives say they'll look for other locations in the area. They'll also be checking other legal options. The Larimer County Health Department is investigating an outbreak of the Norwalk virus. At least 20 people in Fort Collins have come down with the virus, which may have started in the Texas Roadhouse restaurant, although that hasn't been confirmed. The Norwalk, or norovirus, is the same one that has affected people on cruise ships recently. In sports, weather permitting, the Colorado Rockies take on the Boston Red Sox in the second game of their three-game series at Coors Field. The Rocks beat the Bo Sox 6-3 last night. Jason Jennings gets the start for the Rockies tonight. Make your weekends longer this summer at Hyatt. Get 20% off your regular room rate any day, Thursday through Sunday, at participating Hyatts through September 6th. Book on Hyatt.com today. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
There is only one way that Denver and the Front Range spell talk radio. KNRC. That's AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live and work together every day, so I have to look at Judy's face a lot.
You don't think I get a little sick of your puss? That's why we leave the care of our faces to the wonderful staff of Denver Skin Aesthetics.
Their experienced nurses and medical estheticians are supervised by board-certified plastic surgeons. They provide full skin care services, and unlike spas and salons, they can medically evaluate and treat everything from acne to wrinkles and age spots.
How about injectables? Denver Skin Aesthetics offers Botox and the newest in cosmetic facial fillers, collagen, Restylane, and Radiance. Buy a unit of one of these fillers, and they will store any leftovers for future touch-ups for free.
Mention Style Matters Live and KNRC, and Denver Skin Aesthetics will give you 10% off your first filler and 20% off your first Botox treatment.
You lucky listener, you. Call Denver Skin Aesthetics today at 303-830-7200. That's 303-830-7200.
Denver Skin Aesthetics, making you a better you. Why wait any longer to look better?
Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. After yesterday's severe weather, we do have a threat of severe weather today. Scattered showers and storms. Isolated severe weather possible with damaging winds and hail being the primary culprits. Much cooler as well. Our high, 62. Later on tonight, showers and scattered storms likely down to 45. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Slight chance of a rain shower and a chance of an afternoon storm. 65 our high. 75 for Friday. Partly cloudy, then those clouds increase with the chance of an afternoon storm. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150, KNRC.
Rainy and 52 now. KNRC News Time is 1207. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1235 or when it breaks on AM 1150, KNRC.
From AM 1150, KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
7 minutes after 12 here on AM 1150, KNRC. Enid Goldstein is not here today. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for her. And I'm happy that you're going to join me for your lunch hour. There are a number of things that we can talk about today. There are a number of issues that are out there. And we'll get to those in just a second. I don't know how to tell the story. It's going to be hard to tell the story. I told it to Darren and Joe, who are working on the program today. And, okay, we got to figure out how to make this very clean. I have to explain to you that I have a 4.5-year-old son named Max, and Max is very vocal, very verbal. And this is going to be real difficult to tell a story. So, yesterday, so we're going to do this, and you're going to have to play along. Again, if there are any kids listening, turn it, because I'm going to have a subject you're not going to want to explain to them. So if there are kids listening, turn the channel, come back here in maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and hopefully I'll be done with my story. My 4-year-old, was very good yesterday, and one of the things that we talked about was if he was good, then we were going to go to Baskin and Robbins and have some ice cream. Now, I say Baskin and Robbins is important because they have the Shrek ice cream tied into the movie. And my son is a real big Shrek fan, especially seen Shrek 2 a couple of times already, and he keeps wanting to go see it again. And so he likes to go and get the Shrek ice cream that is only at Baskin and Robbins right now. So we went and we got a quart of the Shrek ice cream, but he also wanted to get a cone. And the cone he wanted to get was the Puss in Boots ice cream, in which is a character in the show, and we know him from the fairy tales. And it's a neat ice cream flavor. It's got like chocolate mousse in it, and it's got chunks of chocolate and peanuts and a whole bunch of other stuff, pretzels, I think, in there. And he likes that one as well, so we wanted to get a cone. So he's talking to me about the Puss in Boots cone, and then it became the Puss. And so he was talking about just Puss, and here's Puss, and he said, hello, and hi, this is Puss, and he was being Puss in Boots. And kept saying, hi, Puss in Boots, and he goes, no, I'm just Puss, and how are you? And he's pretending to be him, and then he changed the name yet again. He changed the name, and now what I'm going to say now is the Puss in Boots is how I refer to it, but he changed it to what would be a naughty reference to possibly a body part. So hopefully you all are paying attention closely enough to realize the word that would get me thrown off the station by the FCC if I said it. And so what did me in is when he started to refer to the ice cream as that ice cream, the Puss ice cream. Again, we're using the clean version. But I think I just about lost it, along with the two high school kids that were standing in front of us in line, when he starts to question what that particular flavor of ice cream is going to taste like. And then pointing out, and look, I see the picture, and I see this. And over and over and over again, this reference using a word that he doesn't know can be taken as something bad. And I'm standing there in line, and I actually had a mother that walked out and gave me a really bad look. And every time he's saying this, I'm like, no, it's the Puss in Boots ice cream. Yeah, it's the blank ice cream. No! Over and over and over. No, it's the... And I'm trying not to laugh myself, because, yes, there is a sense of humor in this. So it was a very unique trip to Baskin and Robbins with the Thorpe family yesterday. It just... Imagine. I mean, come on. He's 4 and a half. And then all of a sudden asks, what is the Puss in Boots ice cream going to taste like? And insert another word there. Come on. I just went... I about lost it. So I just like... one, we can't say that. Two, and you can't tell him not to say it, because if I tell him don't say that word, he's going to want to know why. And then I have to over and over and over and over and over then repeat why that's a bad word. So I can't say don't say that. So I keep having to redirect him. That's what they tell you. Redirection. Redirection. No, it's the Puss in Boots ice cream. Look, see, here it is. Puss in Boots. See, there. And no, it's the blank ice cream. Look, I see the picture of... No! Well, that was my trip yesterday, so... And a couple of people in the neighborhood probably think I'm a very bad parent right now. Probably a couple of you as well. But there are lots of other things that are happening here around the world and around the U.S. And, of course, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. And there is something that I ran across early this morning on a number of different websites. And it's an early report that has come out. Well, a piece of the report from the 9/11 Commission. And I think they're wrapping up some of their talks today, some of the investigation. But so far... The panel that's investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks back in 2001 released a very interesting piece of information in the last 24 hours. And this piece of information is, quote, there's no credible evidence that Iraq and Al-Qaeda cooperated on attacks against the United States. No credible evidence that Iraq and Al-Qaeda cooperated on attacks against the United States. Now, the report does say that Osama bin Laden, quote, explored possible cooperation with Iraq during his time in Sudan, despite his opposition to Hussein's secular regime. And bin Laden had, in fact, one time sponsored an anti-Saddam Islamic terrorism group in Iraqi Kurdistan. So he was going so far as to sponsor anti-Iraq Islamic groups. But when he was in Sudan, evidently, according to the report, to protect their own ties with Iraq... They softened bin Laden and wanted him to cease that support and arrange for some contacts between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. Now, they did evidently have discussions back in 1994, but bin Laden is said to have done things like requested to establish training camps as well as assistance in procuring weapons. Assistance in procuring weapons. That would be the weapons of mass destruction that we were so afraid of when we wandered into Iraq. But Iraq apparently never responded. And these are reports from two senior bin Laden associates that have adamantly denied any relationship between Iraq and Al-Qaeda, especially surrounding the 9/11 tragedy. Basically, it's saying that, yeah, sure, there was some talks, there was a cordial meeting, but beyond that, there was no real plan to work together or to be involved together or even plan large attacks together. None of that. Sure, there was a guy in 1993 in the World Trade Center bombings that was actually originally, I believe, an Iraqi national citizen. But it looks like, according to a senior Iraqi intelligence officer, they didn't even really meet bin Laden until 1994. That's after the first World Trade Center attack. And then we're also told that there is no real discussion that takes place that connects Al-Qaeda and Iraq to September 11th. And the issue that I have is, why do I continue to hear that Iraq is fundamental to our war on terrorism? And the weird thing is that when we talk about terrorism in this country, we are talking about Al-Qaeda. It is almost terrorism has become understood. Just like when you say he, there is this understood we, more or less, that has become into our language. But then when we talk about terrorism, 90% of the time we're talking about Al-Qaeda. When we talk about fighting the war on terror, I haven't once... heard Bush talk about going up into the Chechen area and going after the Chechen rebels. No, none of that has been discussed, but yet they're also terrorists. None of that. So we are looking at, one, Middle Eastern terrorism is what we're focusing on, and two, we're focused on Al-Qaeda. We haven't been discussing Hamas. We haven't been going after them at all. That hasn't been the discussion inside of Israel. Every time that Bush comes out and says that Israel absolutely has a right to defend itself and backs up Israel's stance in the world, which, you know, absolutely, there's a portion of that that we need to be doing, he never once talks about the war on terror and going after Hamas and how we need to enter that war on terror globally. We're talking about rooting around and getting rid of Al-Qaeda. But there's no connection, really, between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. Sure, there's some casual conversations, but not near some of the other countries that are out there. Question I have is, why are we so focused on Iraq? Why has that become the forefront of the war on terror when our own 9/11 commission says that it's not really that important? You talk to the terrorist analysts around the world, and they say that Iraq really wasn't that important. And so why? That's what I want to know. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I'm going to jump to the phones right here, and hopefully we can squeeze this in before the break and chat with Jay in Denver. Jay, thanks for giving us a ring here on AM 1150 KNRC. How are you today?
Yes, I just heard you read the report.
Yeah. Well, that's just a piece that
and it said something about there's no connection.
Yeah.
I have a question why 1150, the news right before you came on, said there's no strong connection.
What do you mean?
That's what the report said.
Yeah.
That 9/11 said there's no strong connection.
What I'm doing is I'm just quoting from the report here.
I know, but the report says there's no connection. And so I'm wondering why.
Well, I'm looking at this. I don't know if the report that I'm, the pieces that I'm reading out of it is saying that there's no credible evidence that one, they acted together.
Right.
And the other one saying that there is a casual relationship between the two. So that may be where the news department's coming from, because there are meetings and they have been identified.
Yeah, but
that's
a distortion of what the report is actually saying, and I guess that's what I'm objecting to.
All right, now, so do you think that I'm distorting? Do you think the report is distorting?
No, you're not at all.
Oh, okay.
I'm questioning why the news report is like that.
I don't know. I'll ask him. But, you know, basically that's what I kind of look at it.
Because I read my internet, so it's the same thing. I came to the same conclusion you came to.
Yeah, that there's really no cooperation. Now, the question I've got for you, Jay, though, is why are we in Iraq then? If this is not really the connection, what do you think we're doing in Iraq? You know, personally, if you and I just sitting around, forget there are a couple of thousand people listening to us right now. But what do you think?
I wish I knew that. Because if I knew that, then I could convince all these fools that are still supporting George Bush that they're out of their mind.
Well, I just keep looking at, I don't know why the war on terror. Iraq, it's, I guess, the easy target. I mean, he was the easy target. If we're going to go to the Middle East and try to root out terrorism, if we wanted to say that we were doing something, then, okay, Iraq's an easy target. But if we're fighting the war on terrorism, going after a person that's not necessarily that involved, for me, it seems stupid. I mean, I don't understand. If we're going after the terrorists, Pakistan seemed like a great opportunity, and it was right next door to Afghanistan. Wouldn't have had to move our stuff a whole lot. It's a couple of hundred miles, and we're in the next country.
Or if we were going after weapons of mass destruction, we'd be going after Iran.
Yeah, we'd go after Iran. Heck, you can still go after Pakistan. You can still go after North Korea.
And terrorism also, we'd be going after Iran.
Absolutely. Well, Jay, hopefully you and I will figure it out by the end of the show, but I don't know if I
have one more thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's this great bumper sticker and T-shirt. I don't know if you can advertise the website.
Oh, why not?
It's from cugeorge.com.
Okay, cugeorge.com.
If you aren't completely appalled, then you haven't been paying attention.
That's humor. Thanks, Jay. I appreciate the phone call. 303-382-1150. Do you concur with Jay? Now, am I reading too much into this? Yeah, there's a casual relationship between bin Laden and Iraq. Nothing that established training camps and nothing as far as assistance getting weapons. And not a lot of really strong relationship where they're putting together and plotting and trying to create terror and blow things up around the world. In fact, two senior bin Laden associates have denied the connection, and the reports from Iraq itself, talking to Iraq intelligence officers, have said as well that there is a casual relationship at best, that they did meet bin Laden in 1994, which is after the 1993 World Trade Center attacks the first time, and that there was no real cooperation, sharing of technology, sharing of information, or really sharing of weapons, which was one of the things that we were really afraid of walking into Iraq. So what the hell are we doing in Iraq anyway? 303-382-1150. Let's jump to Bill in Longmont real quickly before we get to the rest of the phone calls and jump into the break. Bill, how are you doing today?
Hey, Billy, how are you?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just reading the reports, too, and it says that Saddam dispatched a senior Iraqi intelligence official to Sudan to meet with bin Laden in 94, but the commission said it had turned up no evidence of a collaborative relationship.
Yeah.
I want to make a prediction for your listeners.
Okay.
Right now, the spin doctors are sending faxes out to conservative talk hosts with personal attacks on members of the 9/11 Commission.
Ah.
And that's what you're going to be hearing from the remainder of the talk show fraternity they're not going to address. They're going to try to distract you from this report by making attacks on the members of the commission now.
Yeah, I think that'll happen. I think it'll be, one, attacks on members of the commission, and two, it will be the idea of, well, there are other people out there that say there's a connection, so I believe them rather than the
right.
people in the government that have all the information. But the weird thing that always breaks,
especially people with stock portfolios that would benefit from us being military involved over there.
Exactly. And the fun part about it is you get into then a disconnect, saying, well, if the government is telling me on one hand that there is no connection and that I can't believe the government, then why do I turn around and then believe the government when they tell me there is a connection and we have to go invade Iraq in the first place?
Exactly.
So you have to look at it and go, well, if you believe the government was right in saying they had weapons of mass destruction and they were a terrorist country and that's why we had to walk into Iraq and invade them, then when the government comes out and says, oops, sorry, there is no connection, we then have to turn around and say, well, that's believable as well.
Yeah, you know, when you go out and buy a car and the guy embellishes what the car will do and you find out that it doesn't do all he said it would do, you're probably not going to go back and buy a car from that guy again.
Probably not. Probably not. But unfortunately, we've got a chance to buy this car again in November, and I have a feeling that we just might unfortunately renew.
I know.
What do you think? Now, just you and me, Bill, talking. What do you think? What are your predictions so far looking at the election this fall? Do you think, again, we're building it around war on terror? I think that
he'll trot bin Laden out in September or October and sweep back to power.
You think so?
Yeah.
See, I keep looking at it thinking that, you know, I think that we're this immediate gratification society, and I just personally don't think that if we had bin Laden in a box that we could hang on to him, that somebody would sit there and go, psst, hey, guess what we got? And they'd have to, they couldn't hold on to it. It's like a kid in Christmas, and you know the presents are all under the tree, waiting 3 or 4 months to get those presents. I'm not so certain we're good at that.
We're also shipping in the weapons of mass destruction that we'll miraculously find.
That, I think, could be close to the truth. That is. Hey, Bill, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. 303-382-1150. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. We're talking today about a report that has leaked out from the 9/11 Commission. They're doing some of their last discussions today, but evidently there is a staff report that was leaked in the last 24 hours that said, quote, there was no credible evidence that Iraq and al-Qaeda cooperated on attacks against the United States. And it goes even further. Quoting a senior Iraqi intelligence officer, said that he made 3 visits to Sudan, meeting bin Laden in 1994, where bin Laden requested space to establish training camps as well as assistance in procuring weapons, but Iraq never responded. 2 senior bin Laden associates have already adamantly denied a relationship between al-Qaeda and Iraq. What are your opinions on this? Do you think then that we were sold a nasty bill of goods and that we're in Iraq for all the wrong reasons? Or do you think that absolutely the war in Iraq was necessary to fight one way or another and that the war on terrorism may or may not be the reason that we walked into Iraq? Do you think that we walked in there because he was a horrible guy, because he has weapons of mass destruction, because there were other esoteric reasons that we should be there anyway? He was violating the UN sanctions for a number of years. Is that the reason we had to go in there? What is your opinion? Should we still be there? Should we be there right now? And what do you think about this report and the alleged ties between al-Qaeda and Iraq? Do you believe this report? Do you not? 303-382-1150. I'm Bill Thorpe. We're back right after this on AM 1150 KNRC. And now I think it's time. I think we're checking traffic with Steve Smith, or maybe not. I don't know if we have traffic here or not. I always forget.
You can rely on us at Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm a single mom, and I've always got somewhere to go.
No matter where you are.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work. When I take the kids to school.
When it's important to you.
News is important to me.
Rely on Denver's AM 1150.
That's what's important to me.
KNRC.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC.
Tune into Style Matters this Saturday at 10 a.m. and help them celebrate the grand reopening of Two Crazy Ladies in Denver. Two Crazy Ladies is celebrating their grand reopening of their new warehouse on June 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So come down and join them. Meet Judy Schwartz and Evelyn Ehrman, win some great prizes, and get some fabulous deals on new brand-name clothing. Judy and Evelinda will be on site giving away some great event tickets and dinners, including 12 pair of tickets to see Dotsero and Lanny Garrett at the beautiful Hudson Gardens and Event Center, 2 tickets from United Artists to see Around the World in 80 Days, 4 gift certificates to Denver's finest Italian restaurant, Bambino's, located at 1135 Bannock, 1 free night at Slovakia's House Bed and Breakfast, a comfy and cozy bed and breakfast just 25 miles from Denver in Evergreen, 12 copies of the ever-popular The Joy of Cooking cookbook, and lots of other great prizes. Be sure to tune in to Style Matters this Saturday at 10 a.m. for more information about this exciting opening event at Two Crazy Ladies.
Due to increased consignments of brand new cars and trucks, an official inventory clearance event will be held at Colorado's transportation destination, the Medved Autoplex.
During this closeout, sacrifice pricing exists on more than $80 million worth of inventory.
Profit is not a major consideration.
Medved is stocked fence to fence with Chevrolet, Cadillac, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury,
Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Hummer.
More arrive daily. These vehicles are inaccessible to other dealers.
0% financing is available for qualified buyers. More than 50 financial institutions will be available to ensure your best possible acquisition terms.
National appraisers will be on hand to assess your trade for its highest possible value.
During this limited time event, there will be a significant price reduction on everything Medved sells.
Hurry. If you're thinking about buying now or in the next 6 months, don't miss this opportunity.
Selection is huge.
Act now.
Only at Medved on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp, Castle Rock, and on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant Medved Autoplex.
In the world of shopping, 70% of the time women do the shopping and the guys get left behind. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. It's important to remember men and their eyewear, as eyewear shows the world what kind of personality they have. International Optique at Tamarack Square salutes men with a very special discount. Choose one dye from our dice collection, roll a two, and receive a 20% discount off your new frame with the purchase of prescription lenses. Roll a six and receive 60% off your new frame. But remember, this game is just for men who want to look beyond fabulous in new eyewear. The discount is yours just for mentioning our game. Allow our staff to create a new look for you with eyewear from Alon Mickley, Click 12, Bada, or Oliver Peoples. You'll be a sure winner at International Optique at Tamarack Square. Guys, come in yourself or bring in your special gal. We'll make getting new eyewear and lenses so easy you'll want a pair for business, sports, and dress. All at International Optique at Tamarack Square. See you soon.
The 2004 Chautauqua Summer Concert Series is here. Spend a memorable summer night in the historic setting of Chautauqua Auditorium in Boulder and hear great artists from around the world and across the musical spectrum. Sunday, May 13th, see Tamburitzins perform the music, songs, and dances of Eastern Europe. For the complete lineup and tickets, visit Chautauqua.com. The 2004 Chautauqua Summer Concert Series is brought to you by AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business News. Stocks remain flat today. The Dow up just a point and a quarter. The Nasdaq off by about a point and a quarter. Investors increasingly concerned about attacks in oil-producing countries. Oil prices have eased somewhat today due to a modest increase in U.S. inventories. But earlier, the cost rose after sabotage attacks that crippled Iraqi exports. Meanwhile, OPEC and other producers may boost output to make up for the loss of Iraqi crude. Analysts say there is now just a very wafer-thin cushion to offset any other disruption in supplies. New applications for mortgages rose last week. That was a rebound in demand for refinancing, which snapped a five-week streak of declines. The report indicated resilience in the housing sector, which has been under pressure from rising mortgage rates. Big industry production in this country surged last month to its best showing in almost 6 years, a fresh sign that manufacturers are well on the path to recovery. And recapping, stocks fairly flat, the Dow up about a point, the Nasdaq off by a point and a half. I'm Nanette Hansen.
The new generation of talk radio is AM 1150, KNRC. Listen for details as Enid Goldstein broadcasts live from the Aspen Wine and Food Festival, exclusively on AM 1150, KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1228 here on AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. Enid will return tomorrow. And then don't forget, on Friday, she's going to have a very special show coming to you live from Aspen. She'll be at the Aspen Food and Wine Festival. And there are a whole bunch of people that are going to be guests on there, but they all have funny-sounding names because they're not from this country, so I'm not going to butcher them. I don't know. Some guy, some French guy. It's going to be some Australian guy. Some other guy talking about Spanish wine. I don't know. I can't pronounce the names. I'm not going to butcher them just in case any of their publicists and people are listening. So, but that'll be Friday. She'll be up there at the Aspen Food and Wine Festival, and she'll be joining Jim Conder via phone on Saturday during his show, Food Talk, from noon until 2 here on AM 1150 KNRC. So you can listen to Enid, and you know, she'll be sitting there with a lot of the gourmets and talking about all sorts of funny food that's supposed to be eaten with little tiny forks or has fish eyes in it. But I don't know. We'll find that out, so she'll discuss that all with you on Friday. But until then, I'm here with you today. She'll be back tomorrow. I'm Bill Thorpe. Phone number's 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. And we're talking about the 9/11 commission report that is going to be coming out soon. They're wrapping up testimony, I believe, today or tomorrow. I think today is one of the last days. And the strange thing is that there's been a report that has kind of leaked out. And, you know, as this has been going on, there have been little tiny leaks sneaking out here and there. And so far they're saying, quote, there is no credible evidence that Iraq and al-Qaeda cooperated on the attacks against the United States. And it even goes further to outline very little, if any, correspondence between the two organizations prior to that, saying there really aren't any connections at all, more than casual. They did meet a couple of times. Bin Laden wanted to establish some training camps and assistance for getting weapons from Iraq, but Iraq never responded, never wanted to chat with them. So what do you think? 303-382-1150. Why do we continue to hear, then, that, one, Iraq is part of our larger war on terrorism? And if so, where are the terrorists? Help me find them, please. It's like, where is Waldo? Where are the terrorists? 303-382-1150. We're going to talk to Steve on a cell phone. Steve, thanks for calling AM 1150 KNRC. How are you doing today?
Good, Bill. How you doing?
Doing good. What's on your mind about the 9/11 report?
Well, I'm thinking that part of it must be out of context. I think we've all known for a while that there wasn't a solid connection between al-Qaeda and Iraq regarding the 9/11 attack.
Yeah.
But this report, if it isn't, in fact, stating that there was little evidence that Iraq and al-Qaeda were working together, it's either information that is incorrectly being leaked, or these guys obviously didn't spend a whole lot of time looking at it.
Why?
I mean, it's a matter of public record, Bill, that the 93 World Trade Center bombers, all of them were here on Iraqi passports. They're all members of al-Qaeda. The one member that got away, Rahman Yassin, I think Yassin is how you pronounce his last name, went back to Iraq when he left this country and stayed there. As a matter of fact, he was one of the people we were looking for as we invaded. There's no doubt that the number two man, and I can't pronounce his last name, something like Zakari, I believe,
yeah,
that we captured, I believe, a year and a half, 2 years ago in Pakistan. There's no doubt that in the 90s he went to Baghdad to receive medical treatment, and there's some questions about how much money he took away. There's reports that he took as much as $300,000 from Iraq back to put into the al-Qaeda coffers. I mean, the fact is al-Qaeda and Iraq may not have collaborated together on 9/11, but there is no doubt that they were in bed together and they were working together.
Actually, there's a lot of doubt, though, based on whether or not they were there and they were working together. Even the fact that Zakari would show up in Iraq and receive medical attention doesn't mean that Saddam is supporting al-Qaeda. And even if he hands the guy $300,000, it doesn't also mean that Iraq is necessarily supporting al-Qaeda, and they aren't on the, and they at least are not on the level of things like Saudi Arabia or Pakistan or other countries around the world.
But, Bill, I think part of the problem with that is when you're going to start introducing Iran and Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, you know, I'm not diminishing their roles, but I think in the case of Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, we have some avenues available to us we didn't have with Iraq. But going back to what you were saying a minute ago, I mean, the Germans and the Japanese didn't stand toe-to-toe fighting us at Midway Island, nor did they stand toe-to-toe at the Battle of the Bulge. It doesn't mean that they weren't allied. It didn't mean that they weren't assisting each other and working for the same cause. I mean, there is such, because of the political nature of this entire issue, there is so much, the attempts by many on the left right now to try and distance al-Qaeda and Iraq, it's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous?
I think that to try and say that, well, because, you know, we don't have documents showing that they actually gave weapons or that they actually did this or they actually did that, that, well, it's not really an alliance. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Let's look at this. Okay, then, well, and what it's still a casual relationship. Bin Laden was not getting weapons, was not getting training camps or anything like that that he was getting in other countries from Iraq. He was not getting the same level of support. He was not as involved inside of the country and, in fact, was sponsoring anti-Saddam groups in Kurdistan. So, I mean, so the idea is that, you know, so bin Laden was not, you know, standing and was not even as close as Germany and Japan was during the World War II. They weren't even that close. Even though they weren't standing toe-to-toe, they weren't even that close. And remember, Steve, remember, we're fighting, are we fighting the war on Iraq or are we fighting the war on terror?
Well, in this case, they both...
Are we fighting the war on Iraq or war on terror? Because we're fighting the war on terror. And how important is Iraq to the war on terror? And that's that is a fundamental question to this.
And I believe that it's very important to the war on terror.
How do you determine that?
Because Iraq is clearly a terror-sponsoring state. We showed that they had ties to al-Qaeda.
Terror-sponsoring state and ties to al-Qaeda. Now, we know the ties. We can disagree on them, but they are not strong. It's not like he had, it wasn't like he was in Afghanistan where he was named the head of the military. It's not like in Pakistan. It's not like in North Korea. It's also not like in Syria. It's also not in, like it's in Iran for ties to terrorism. It's also not like it is in Palestine. So if you had a list, but Steve, if you had a list, hang on a sec, but if you had a list of top terrorist sponsoring nations, where is Iraq on that top 10? Are they 1, 2, 3? Are they 4? Are they 5?
Iraq probably was top 5 before we invaded.
How? How could you? Who? Do you think they were sponsoring more terrorism than Iran?
More than Syria?
Wait, hang on. Let's look at it.
You want to qualify it.
Well, look at terrorist sponsoring nations. Are they involved in terrorism? Do they sponsor it? Is the government sponsoring it?
Yes.
Are they funneling weapons? Are they more or less important than North Korea? What do you think? Iraq, more or less important than North Korea, Steve?
I think North Korea is probably more important because they have nuclear weapons.
Okay, more or less. Okay, so they're more important. More or less important than Pakistan to terrorism is Iraq?
Less.
Less? Iraq? I think Pakistan is less or Iraq is less?
I think Pakistan is less important.
Really? How many Al-Qaeda representatives have we caught in Pakistan?
We also have a predominant member. We have a government in Pakistan that's currently assisting us.
Are they assisting us? Are you sure about that?
Are they assisting us as much as we want? No. I understand that. But look, every single issue that you bring up with these countries, Bill, you're going to have to look at the qualifying factors that you're dealing with on each and every one of them.
I am.
Let's look at Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, there is no doubt, Saudi Arabia may be the largest sponsor of terrorism in the world as far as a dollar figure.
Absolutely, no question.
Okay, but we have avenues with Saudi Arabia that we can take to try and stop that without invading them. And based on the fact that Saudi Arabia in the last year and a half has been attacked time after time after time by these terrorists, that tells me we're obviously doing something. We're putting pressure on them to do something right, because they wouldn't be attacked by the terrorists if they were complying with what the terrorists wanted them to do. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that Saudi Arabia gets a free pass here.
Well, you're kind of saying that, but hang on, Steve. But what you're looking at is, if we're going after, if we're fighting the war on terrorism, mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, North Korea, Iran, Syria, there's a number of countries that are more important as far as weapons, as far as training people, involvement in al-Qaeda. No, if we're fighting the war on terror, why are we going after a guy that is so far down the list that isn't involved?
Because when you look at each of them, first of all, North Korea is off the table, Bill. It doesn't matter. We cannot risk. We have one option and one option only. We can put diplomatic pressure on North Korea, because we cannot engage North Korea in a military action unless we're willing to risk a nuclear weapon in Seoul, South Korea, Tokyo, Japan, or God forbid, Los Angeles.
I think people are overestimating the lengths at which North Korea will go as far as firing nuclear weapons. We're overestimating those, because nuclear weapons in this day and age are primarily defensive. Because if North Korea fires a nuclear weapon, doesn't matter where it goes, you can pick anywhere in the world, they fire it, who's going to then support them? China backs away from them. Everybody backs away from them. So he knows, Kim Il-jong knows, that if he fires a nuclear weapon, he's done. There's nobody that's going to support him.
I wouldn't disagree with that. So then he doesn't fire. You're risking a million lives in Seoul or several million lives in Tokyo. I mean, that's not a risk that you can take with what we know right now.
But actually, it's a risk that we're taking right now, though. I mean, it is a risk because those missiles are staying there. Steve, I wish we had time to continue this. I'm running late to news. But I appreciate the phone call. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. 303-382-1150. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. We're talking about the 9/11 Commission report. There have been pieces of it that have been leaked, saying there's no credible evidence that Iraq and al-Qaeda cooperated on the attacks against the United States. And it goes further to say that senior Iraqi intelligence officers actually made 3 visits to Sudan, but didn't meet bin Laden until 1994. Bin Laden did request space to establish training camps as well as assistance in procuring weapons. But Iraq apparently never responded. How does this change your views, or does it, on the war on terror? Steve says that absolutely we had to go into Iraq because it was still necessary, and I look at it and keep thinking, man, if we're fighting the war on terror, Iraq wasn't the place to do it. There were a lot of other venues that we could have chosen. We chose Iraq for other reasons. It wasn't because of the war on terror. Made it convenient and changed what we were doing on the war on terror. But if I'm going to go and break a country and spend $5 billion a month trying to put it back together, I would hope that it would have a little bit more to do in the war on terror than this one apparently does. What do you think? 303-382-1150. We're back right after this on AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
And now it's time to talk to the man who oftentimes has been, told that he has been trying to establish training camps and procuring weapons. But unfortunately, it's all squirt guns and training camps for cheerleaders. But that's Tim McLaughlin.
There you go.
Yes, he keeps saying, come on. He keeps asking, oh, come on, just a little bit of weapons. Keeps having squirt guns and those little stupid koosh balls around the office. Almost took an eye out with that one day, you know.
Well, you know.
It's always fun in games until someone gets their eye poked out. Then it's just funny.
You got to keep active here.
Exactly. You know? You do. You have to keep your options open, just in case. All right, Tim, what's going on in the news?
It's rainy and 52 degrees right now. Boulder police are investigating a home invasion that happened last night. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Very, very wet road conditions, of course, and that means lower freeway speeds than usual. It means a reduction in accidents around town, too, which is always good news. Little extra time to get to where you're trying to going and trying to go rather. A little extra space between you and the car in front as well. Accident list this hour looks like this. Larimer and Park Avenue is one. Also an injury accident in Bellevue and Broadway. Minor collision downtown at 18th and Marion. And you may have a lot of problems around I-25 northbound at Plum Creek Parkway in Castle Rock. At last check, the left lane was blocked because of an injury accident. A lot of emergency equipment on the scene there. Bank 1 with the information. What's maximum strength? About maximum strength checking. Free one checking with direct deposit, online bill pay, email alerts, over 4,500 ATMs, only at Bank One. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Two African-American men carrying handguns allegedly entered an apartment in Boulder demanding money and drugs from the occupants of the apartment last night. One of the people in the apartment tried to escape by jumping off a second-floor balcony onto a concrete drive below, suffering serious injury. One man was arrested. Boulder police continuing their investigation into the incident. This report brought to you by the network of 18 John Elway Auto Nation showrooms. By a 7-2 vote, the Thornton City Council defeated a proposed rezoning that would have cleared the way for construction of a Walmart at I-25 and 136th. The council had approved the idea during a first reading 3 months ago, but local residents made their opposition clear, packing council chambers for last night's meeting. Walmart representatives say they'll check into legal options. They'll also look around for other locations in the area. Kobe Bryant's lawyers want a judge to reduce the rape charge against him. Bryant is expected to be back in court next week for more pre-trial hearings in the case. No trial date has been set yet. John Elway showrooms are celebrating July 4th independence. Declare independence from your old car, high interest rates, and get the highest factory incentives ever offered. Go to the John Elway showrooms today. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1242.
Lock us in on your first preset. AM 1150. KNRC. KNRC. The way Denver spells talk radio. KNRC. KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
J.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Mostly cloudy for us today. Showers likely. Maybe some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight. Rain showers likely and scattered thunderstorms too. Chance of rain after midnight as well. Areas of fog will form before daybreak. Will cool off to the mid-40s tonight. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Slight chance of some showers. Maybe some afternoon thunderstorms. Upper 60s for tomorrow's high. Rainy and 52 now. KNRC News Time is 1244. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett for McDonald Automotive Group. You know, if there's anything people want these days, it's choice. And if you're looking for the best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, you owe yourself a visit to McDonald Automotive Group on Broadway. Here you can find rows upon rows of Volvos, Audis, Volkswagens. In short, the region's largest selection of vehicles from some of the highest-rated pre-owned programs in the country. And that's not just their opinion, or my opinion. That is the independent opinion of IntelliChoice, which evaluates manufactured, sponsored, certified used vehicle programs on things like warranty coverage, special financing, and even roadside assistance. So there you have it, the largest selection of pre-owned Volvos, Audis, and Volkswagens. Why would you go anywhere else, especially if you're in the market for that certified pre-owned vehicle? Stop by McDonald Automotive Group today on Broadway, just south of Orchard. That's 6000 South Broadway. The phone number 303-795-1100. 303-795-1100.
When you need to know
information,
you never have to wait.
Now.
Talk and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Information now.
Hear both sides on AM 1150 KNRC. This summer, keep your radio into the summertime fun talk and information station.
We have the best talk in town.
Traffic, weather coverage, and the best coverage of the political conventions.
AM 1150 KNRC.
KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kellett. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1245 here on AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. And boy, do I have a treat for you. Enid actually wrapped up some of her stuff that she was doing today, so she's going to be back early. In fact, we're expecting to see her in just about 15 minutes, so she'll take over the last 2 hours of the show today for you. We're talking with you today about the 9/11 Commission report. A portion of it has been leaked to the media, and it's saying, quote, no credible evidence that Iraq and Al-Qaeda cooperated on the attacks against the United States. A senior Iraqi intelligence officer actually made 3 visits to Sudan, but didn't meet bin Laden until 1994. Bin Laden did request space to establish training camps, as well as assistance in procuring weapons, but Iraq never apparently responded. There have been reports there were contacts between Iraq and Al-Qaeda occurred after bin Laden returned to Afghanistan, but they do not appear to have resulted in a collaborative relationship. Now, that's important, the issue of a collaborative relationship. That's something that last caller Steve and I were talking about a little bit, and I think that there isn't an evidence of established a collaborative relationship, which would mean that's the reason we have to walk into Iraq in order to attack them, because they're helping out the guys that got us in the first place. And the other question that this begs is, again, if we look at the issue of weapons of mass destruction, how there haven't been any found yet, even though a majority of Americans believe there have been, even though there haven't been any weapons of mass destruction found yet, if they didn't have the weapons, did they... were they a threat to our security? That's another question. But 303-382-1150, let's go back to the phones and chat with you. I want to talk to Dwayne and Aurora real quickly. Dwayne, how are you doing today?
Hey, Bill, how are you today?
Not too bad, man. It's nice to have a little change in the weather. But,
yeah, it is. It was actually pleasant, this little cool dampness in the air.
Exactly.
Even pretty toasty there.
What's on your mind about 9/11?
Well, you know, as always, isn't it amazing how Iraqi passports in 93 are proved positive, Saudi passports in 2001 are relatively meaningless?
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of an interesting dichotomy there.
Yep.
You know what? In all honesty, I think there are two primary reasons why we are in Iraq. And number one, and I think the most important one that I think terribly clouded the judgment of this administration, is that it is undeniable that George Bush and the new American century people he surrounded himself with for the 10 years have been saying two things. America needs to change the face of the Middle East, and Saddam Hussein is a major problem and unfinished business. And I think they, right from the get-go, were always looking for a reason to go after Saddam Hussein for, you know, for any tangible thing they could lay their hands on to actually go after that guy. It was in their playbook. And I don't see see how any rational or honest person can deny that they had the strong desire to do this. And
yeah, and what's the second one?
Again, I think it clouded their judgment. Number two, I think after 9/11, especially with the flames of fear being fanned so fiercely here in the United States, that we had a desperate need to dramatically kick some butt. And in Afghanistan, that wasn't going to happen. Even though that was more of a primary attack point on us, we weren't going to see dramatic results there. That is more of a guerrilla-type war.
Yeah.
You're not going to see awe and bombs going
off
and all this other stuff. It wasn't something that gave much solace to the American people. And I think, you know, one of the things we needed to do was take the power we have, which is definitely our military, and use it to show everyone, you know, we got a big brass pair and we're still willing to kick some butt. And but the tragic thing is for all those Americans out there who have that, you know, kill them all attitude when it comes to terrorists, it don't work. Look at Israel. I mean, they have killed people, they've imprisoned people, they've bulldozed homes, and it does not stop.
It's really tough to threaten a person with death who is willing to blow himself up. It doesn't really affect them that much. If you're threatening, hey, I'm going to shoot you, he's like, well, I was going to strap a bomb on myself next week anyway.
And the other thing is, I mean, we need to, you know, people always like, oh, you know, you want to understand their motives. What are you, some kind of a wussy? Are you excusing them? No, we better comprehend. I mean, think about it. It's not an American mindset to think you hate someone so much you are willing to sacrifice your life, not to destroy them or eliminate them, maybe hurt and annoy them.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about that concept. How many Americans would say, you know what, this Canadians, they're going to be the ruin of the United States. I'm going to go up and blow myself up to kill 12 Canadians on a bus, even though in the long term it's going to be insignificant. We better start to understand the psychology that drives that and deal with that, or this will go on forever.
Yeah, it will, and it's just going to go around and around and around, unfortunately. Hey, Dwayne, I appreciate the phone call.
Cool.
Thanks, take care. I've got so many other phone calls. Wish we'd spend some time going back and forth, but I think you're absolutely right, Dwayne, that one, there was a predisposition to go after Bush prior to the election and after the election. In fact, Powell and Rice both were quoted as saying that Iraq was an issue prior to September 11th, and the terrorism, that really wasn't as much of an issue. So there is a predisposition. I think you're exactly right on that one. Let's keep going in the phone calls and see if we can squeeze one more in before the break. Steve in Louisville, talking about Iraq and al-Qaeda. Steve, how are you doing today?
Hi, Bill. The 1993 World Trade Center bombing, all of the people were here on Iraqi passports or left on Iraqi passports for both. The only person to escape conviction in that went back to Iraq. Man named Abdul Yassin.
Yeah.
So in that by itself, Clinton should have taken Iraq out.
Maybe, but wait, hang on a sec, though. But what about Dwayne's argument from the last call, who said that if the Iraq passports are proof that Iraq wasn't involved, is the Saudi passports proof that Saudi Arabia was involved in September 11th?
The communications between the people that tracked the world, tracked the World Trade Center, to the Middle East were between them and Iraq. That's been documented.
Well, there are questions about that. There are absolute questions. But you came on, though, and said that it was because of the Iraqi passports that this then showed the connection with that and Iraq and Saddam. And so I'm asking you then, do you mean then to say that the Saudi Arabia passports from all the hijackers on September 11th means that Saudi Arabia was knee-deep in the attacks on September 11th?
Well, I believe that part of the Saudi Arabian government was involved in that. That's true.
Okay,
but
listen,
the
second
part is the connection between the group Ansar al-Islam, the Zarqawi group, Iraq, and al-Qaeda. Now, Ansar al-Islam is associated with al-Qaeda.
Yep, sure is.
They are also funded and arms were given to them by Iraq, by Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, so he's not the primary funder of Ansar al-Islam.
No,
he is a funder.
He did fund them, and he did give them arms, and he allowed them stationed in his country. So there's a connection there. And that's besides all of
But wait, but that's a connection. That's like 6 degrees of separation, though. That's not al-Qaeda inside of Iraq. That's another group that has done work with al-Qaeda doing some stuff with Iraq. It's just like the issue of just when I say that the Bush administration is standing here saying when they use the word terrorism, they're talking about al-Qaeda. They haven't said a thing about Hamas. They haven't looked at Hamas. They're not talking about Hamas being illegitimate at all. They also don't speak a lot about Ansar al-Islam. They don't talk about any one of the other number of organizations. Every time they mention terrorism, it's al-Qaeda. So sitting here and saying that al-Qaeda is connected to Iraq through a connection of two or three other people because these people did travel in both circles. That's not a connection, not on the level of Pakistan, who was funding these people, who was giving money to Al-Qaeda, and was actually one of the procurers of missiles and missile technology around the world. They were the ones that were helping North Korea funnel the stuff into the Middle East. Pakistan is much more deep into the terrorism world, but we turn around and we go after Iraq because they're separated one or two degrees from the terrorism world. The connection isn't there. If we're fighting the war on terror, why are we doing it in a third-rate country that wasn't that involved?
Well, Pakistan is cooperating with the United States in hunting these people down, and so is Saudi Arabia. Now, on the other hand, Iraq would never have done that. As I was saying about Abdul Yassin, he was protected in Iraq after the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. He went back there and was protected by
them. He received medical attention. Wasn't protected. He received medical attention and left the country afterwards. And the other issue would be that Saudi Arabia is not cooperating with us in the war on terror. They have not let us interview a single family member associated with any of the attackers on September 11th after the attack took place. We haven't been allowed to talk to anybody that is related to these people inside of the country. Pakistan is also, yeah, they're helping us to a certain extent, but they also are deep in the drug trade. They're also making sure they look the other way, and they're still selling weapons technology across the black market. So they're not our friends. They're not the guys that are helping us out, unfortunately. But we look at it and say, well, because we don't necessarily have to invade you right now, you must be helping us. That's not it at all, unfortunately. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. I got to break them up again. I'll be back right after this on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lock us in on your first preset. AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
John Elway Showrooms are celebrating July 4th Independence. Declare independence from your old car high interest rates and get the highest factory incentives ever offered. Go to John Elway Showrooms today.
Ah, nothing beats a warm Colorado evening relaxing on the patio while something delicious sizzles on the barbecue. Does your gas barbecue grill pass the test? Hi, this is Keith Lair with Lair Fireplace and Patio, inviting you to visit any of Lair's three beautiful metro area showrooms to see Colorado's best selection of quality gas barbecues, including premium gas grills from MHP. Using only state-of-the-art materials and workmanship, MHP grills are built to withstand Colorado's harsh environment with unique features you simply won't find on ordinary barbecues. Since 1961, when they invented the world's first gas grill, MHP has been leading the way in quality. Family owned and operated since 1954, Lair's is Denver's oldest, most trusted name in gas barbecues. We also have the state's best selection of quality wrought iron patio furniture at Holly and Evans in Denver, 81st and Sheridan in Arvada, and just north of Arapahoe on Broadway in Littleton. There's a Lair's near you. For premium gas grills from MHP, it's Lair Fireplace and Patio, Colorado's barbecue experts.
You think I maybe had some bushes, phases, maybe blades? I'm a Carrier air conditioner. Isolation lets me focus on keeping you comfy. Shoe Duck.
For unmatched expertise, Carrier stands alone. Our air conditioners with Purion refrigerant are energy efficient and environmentally sound. No wonder Carrier's trusted in more homes than any other brand. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on select Carrier systems. Call 1-800-CARRIER for a dealer near you. Some restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Allergy relief plus Advil for sinus pain. Advanced Advil Allergy Sinus. Stop allergies that hurt.
To win at anything, you have to be smart.
Long-term responsibility.
You have to be strong, and you have to be prepared.
United States of America.
When it comes to the coverage of Decision 2004, no station is smarter or better prepared to cover from all sides.
Ongoing operations in Iraq.
The connected and the elected.
Your source for Kerry versus Bush. AM 1150, KNRC.
The American people will be deciding this election.
Jimmy, Enid, and Doug make sense out of the issues affecting Colorado and the world.
Tell this to everybody, wherever they are.
Weekdays, hear Colorado Talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1257 AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Bill Thorpe in for Enid. I think Enid will make an appearance at the top of the hour and then be able to roll the rest of the show along with you. I'm going to jump right back to the phones because we've got only a little bit of time and chat with Kevin in Denver. Kevin, thanks for calling AM 1150 KNRC. How are you today?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing fine.
Good. What do you want to say about September 11th and everything else?
I got a lot of things to say, but I'd like to address your two previous callers named Steve.
Uh-huh.
You had two callers named Steve.
Yep.
And they both made very good, very strong arguments, and I would say suspiciously so. I would say at this point, people who are still believing in and or supporting the Bush administration are either gullible fools or they work for them. And those guys did not sound like gullible fools. So
no,
I question their motives.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
No, no, go ahead, your turn.
Well, beyond that, we're not having a discussion now in the House or in the Senate about whether or not we should be looking at a foreign policy that will include an invasion of Iraq to protect us from terrorism. We are not having that. In fact, what happened was, instead, our leader presented to us a very, in his words, very real and imminent threat and danger, and we were told that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction and we had to go in and invade Iraq to protect us, and we were told in this sort of backhanded way that there's a connection between Saddam Hussein and the attack on 9/11.
Yeah.
I mean, all these arguments were presented, not the arguments the two Steves are presenting today. Those arguments were not presented, and to come in and present them after the fact is either foolish or fundamentally dishonest. So I question their motives in a very strong way, and I want them to understand that, you know, this is one person here in Denver who's not going to stand up in the face of that kind of crap.
Hey, Kevin, I appreciate that. And the other thing that I think everybody has to know is how the argument as far as why we went into Iraq changes. It's not the same argument we were hearing right now that we were hearing prior to the invasion. It's not the same thing. It's totally different. And I think that kind of exposes some motives. I'm Bill Thorpe. Enid Goldstein should be back in a moment. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Sam Litzinger. New questions for the Bush administration, some members of which say Osama bin Laden was working closely with Saddam Hussein against the U.S. 9/11 Commission staff member Douglas McEachin says that apparently wasn't the case.
So far, we have no credible evidence that Iraq and Al-Qaeda cooperated on attacks against the United States.
The panel says the 9/11 attacks were actually scaled down from what had been planned. The experts say the original idea called for hijacking 10 planes and attacking the CIA and the FBI, among other targets. In Iraq, another deadly attack on American troops. Two of them were killed when guerrillas fired a rocket into their base north of Baghdad. The blast left more than 24 people wounded. She made her Wimbledon debut 31 years ago. Now tennis legend Martina Navratilova says she wants to hit the courts there again. The 47-year-old has accepted a wild card to play the singles tournament. It'll be the first time she's played singles there in 10 years. I'm Sam Litzinger, NBC News Radio.
According to research, parents play an important role in helping children avoid risky behaviors, including smoking. The Parent Resource Center at philipmorrisusa.com offers advice from experts on how to talk with kids about not smoking and downloadable brochures with tips on starting the conversation and ways to help kids handle peer pressure. For more, visit the Parent Resource Center at philipmorrisusa.com or call 1-877-PM-USA-WEB for a free brochure.
Guys, it's almost Father's Day and time to drop a few hints. When your wife asks, "What do you want for dinner?" you say, 110 channels of Sirius satellite radio with commercial-free music plus news, talk, sports, and the entire NFL season sounds good. If she looks confused, you say, "Oh, I thought you asked me what I wanted for Father's Day."
Now, Sirius satellite radio is just $9.99 a month. Offer based on prepaid one-year subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Hardware sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, Circuit City, or Sirius.com for details.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Rainy and 52 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Human remains have been found in Jefferson County. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Still a pretty wet, sloppy drive around the system right now. Freeway speeds way, way down because of the elements. So far, traffic moving along in as good a shape as can be expected on the interstates and on the surface streets, too. A couple of problems off the freeways. One at 14th and Elm. That's a minor accident. Another one at Alameda and University Boulevard. Sounds like the State Patrol is getting the upper hand on that accident. Northbound I-25 at Plum Creek Parkway. Wrecked cars that were involved in that injury collision are now sitting in the median awaiting tow trucks. Post News Marketplace with the information. Right now, you can get an auto classified ad in Post News Marketplace for as low as $39. Call 825-2525. Private parties only. Restrictions apply. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A hiker walking along a heavily wooded mountainside north of I-70 in Chief Hosa just after noon yesterday found human remains, according to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff's investigators spent several hours yesterday processing the area and collecting evidence. At this point, the gender and identity of the deceased is unknown, as is the cause of death. The death is being investigated as a possible homicide, although other possibilities are not being ruled out. This report brought to you by Subway. Roadway debris causes an estimated 25,000 crashes a year in North America. This from a study conducted by AAA. CDOT's Stacy Stegman says she isn't surprised by that statistic and that the debris issue is one the department crews try to stay on top of.
We have a crew that works pretty much Monday through Friday, 24 hours a day, consistently being on the road to remove debris, both from the roadside and also from the road itself.
Stegman says among the items most often seen cluttering up our roadways are tires and mattresses. No Walmart at I-25 and 136. The Thornton City Council voted down the proposed rezoning last night after local residents upset with the plan packed council chambers. In sports, depending on the weather, the Colorado Rockies will again play host to the Boston Red Sox tonight. In the series opener last night, the Rocks beat Boston 6-3. Jason Jennings climbs the hill for the Rockies tonight. For a limited time at participating Subways, get three of your favorite footlong subs for only $11.99. That's right, three footlong subs for $11.99. All day, every day, Subway, eat fresh. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 104.
Lock us in on your first preset. AM 1150. KNRC. KNRC. The way Denver spells talk radio. KNRC. KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett, and allow me to introduce you to the number one public golf course in Colorado as rated by golfers and peers alike. Joining me now to talk about the Ridge at Castle Pines North is manager Daryl Fuston.
Thanks, Doug. You are right. The Ridge at Castle Pines North is consistently rated as the number one public course in Colorado. We have become the venue of choice for corporate and charity events. We are committed to providing the best golfing experience in Colorado.
It is a perfect place for corporate outings and for businessmen and women to choose to entertain their clients. When you want to take that prospective client or client to the perfect course, this is it.
And with our great restaurant, spectacular front range views, along with Troon Golf's Country Club for a Day philosophy, we are the perfect place to bring your clients and to set up corporate golf events.
And you know, we haven't even talked about the course. Once you've played the beautiful 18 holes at the Ridge at Castle Pines North, you are sure to come back. Set up a tee time or call for info about your corporate or charity event. 303-688-4301. That's 303-688-4301. The Ridge at Castle Pines, your country club for a day.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Widespread showers and thunderstorms on a gray and cool afternoon. The greatest risk for severe weather today is going to be south of us. We'll top out around 57 for the high, some showers tonight with a low of 45, and then look for a soaking rain tomorrow, showers on Friday, and finally some sunshine on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150. KNRC.
Rainy and 52 now. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
106, 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. Well, what am I doing here? Thank you to Billy Thorpe. He did a wonderful job, and many of you are really responding to what he was talking about. And I want to pick up where he left off. I was doing jury duty this morning, and I sent 10 people to a lethal injection. That's it. Oh, was that lunch? Oh, no. That they didn't call? You had to get there. This is hurry up and wait. You had to get there at 8:30 this morning. I was quaking in my boots because I can do it today, but tomorrow, as many of you know, we are on our way to Aspen for Food and Wine Magazine's Aspen Classic. I think this is the 22nd annual. We got all these chefs lined up, and we have all kinds of great guests lined up, but you have to get up there. And I'm scheduled to do that tomorrow. And I thought, gosh, what if I get into the Kobe Bryant trial or something like that that's going to last for a few years? What am I going to do then? So I showed up, and they do tell you that most of the people who do show up aren't really actually needed for a jury. And I think there were about a couple hundred of us. And long about 11 o'clock or so, they did call out a bunch of numbers. You now are a number in the jury system. And You know, everybody looked so morose. Everybody looked like they would rather be almost anywhere than in the city and county building of Denver today. And I was perky because if I didn't have to be in Aspen tomorrow, I'd be happy to. They always throw me off because I'm media, but I'd be happy to sit through a trial and render my best judgment of what I think is going on. And anyway, it's the price you pay for living in this country. And a guy showed up. I thought it was a ploy on his part. He showed up in scrubs. Presumably he's an ER doc or something. He comes in scrubs. Like he wanted them to know he's so busy saving lives that maybe they could let him off. So I don't know why. He could have put regular clothes over his scrubs. So I thought that was kind of obvious. Anyway, as Billy talked to you, one of the things that I have noticed when the case is being made for why we went into Iraq, the administration tries to make a case for there is an association with Al-Qaeda. They do it in an oblique way. They use the same two words together in the same paragraph or even in the same sentence without actually saying there's a connection. They want you to believe it. And most of you, and particularly Fox watchers, have believed it. People who watch Fox TV have believed it. Well, it turns out, according to the 9/11 staff, and this is something I have told you repeatedly, if you've been listening to Enid Live, you're ahead of the curve. You're smarter than the White House on this, though I don't think it takes a whole lot. The panel investigating 9/11 terrorist attacks found that there was, quote, no credible evidence that Iraq and Al-Qaeda cooperated on attacks against the U.S. The report says Osama bin Laden explored possible cooperation with Iraq during his time in Sudan, despite his opposition to Saddam Hussein's secular regime, but bin Laden had, in fact, at one time sponsored anti-Saddam Islamists in Iraqi Kurdistan. But apparently Hussein wouldn't go for it. So the report found no convincing evidence that any government financially supported Al-Qaeda before 9/11, other than the limited support provided by the Taliban when bin Laden arrived in Afghanistan. It found that Saudi Arabia was a rich fundraising ground for Al-Qaeda. See, now I was just going to jump into Saudi Arabia because, in fact, they have funded Al-Qaeda. So here is Saudi Arabia, a rich fundraising ground for Al-Qaeda, but there was no evidence, according to the 9/11 staff, that Saudi government as an institution or senior officials within the Saudi government funded Al-Qaeda. Now, it has been separately reported that the then intelligence chief in Saudi Arabia was funneling money to Osama bin Laden. But the 9/11, the 9/11 panel, bluntly contradicting the Bush administration, the commission investigating 9/11, reported today that there was, quote, no credible evidence that Saddam Hussein had ties with Al-Qaeda. In a chilling report that sketched the history of Osama bin Laden's network, the connection said his far-flung training camps were apparently quite good. Terrorists-to-be were encouraged to think creatively about ways to commit mass murder. Oh, well, there's a cheery homework assignment. As devastating as the 9/11 attacks were, the commission disclosed that an earlier, more ambitious plan for hijacking 10 planes instead of 4, the target list for such a strike ranged from coast to coast, including CIA and FBI headquarters, as well as unidentified nuclear plants, which I don't believe are any more protected or defended now, way post 9/11 than they were pre-9/11, and tall buildings in California and Washington State. Bin Laden made overtures to Saddam Hussein for assistance, according to the 9/11 Commission, as he did with leaders in Sudan, Iran, Afghanistan, and elsewhere, in his drive to build an Islamic army. While Saddam dispatched a senior Iraqi intelligence official to Sudan to meet with bin Laden in 1994, the Commission said it had not turned up evidence of, quote, a collaborative relationship. The Bush administration has long claimed links between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda and cited them as one reason for last year's invasion. The reasons for going into Iraq change moment by moment. So those of you who have believed the White House, those of you who have supported the administration, those of you who, despite all evidence to the contrary, are going to vote for Dickey again in the coming election, I want to know how you feel about what the 9/11 panel has concluded. Are you going to say, hey, it's the liberal media? We can't believe a word they're saying? We're going to believe the White House? 303-382-1150. And those of you who knew it all along, are you going to call and say, I told you so? The 9/11 panel bluntly contradicting the Bush administration. And Bush still continues to say, even though one part of the administration has put out information that says there really was no contact, even so, that has been the case. Bush and Cheney still continue to try to link Iraq and 9/11, Iraq and Osama bin Laden, Iraq and Al-Qaeda. Well, Al-Qaeda is now very linked with Iraq, but that's because we went in there and we turned the whole country into a recruiting poster for jihad. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. And finally, I think this is the first newspaper that is endorsing John Kerry for president. Kerry for president. Why him? Why now? Last week, the nation looked to the past with the death of President Ronald Reagan. This week, the presidential campaigns of Dickey and John Kerry were suspended in order to pay respect to the deceased 40th president. In that spirit, this newspaper, the Philadelphia Daily News, the first in the nation, endorses John Kerry for president. Unlike the current White House occupant, Kerry can lead America to a brighter, better future. That he had personal courage, compassion, intellect, and skill to lead the country. He is a serious man for a serious time. Why make this endorsement now when the election is months away? Because this race promises to be close, and Pennsylvania is one of 18 swing states that can go to either candidate. For Kerry supporters to prevail, they must do more than just vote. They must bring a ringer into this contest. Now, I want to say something. I saw a piece today. It was being reported that a lot of young, 18 to 30, 18 to 25 college kids, voters, are not interested in stumping for Kerry and not interested in volunteering for Kerry. And you know what the reason is? Well, they don't like him. I mean, they like what he stands for. They'll probably vote for him, but, you know, his personality. They're just not into his personality. Like, Dickey's got a really good personality. They're just not into it. Should this be the criterion by which we elect a president? Often it is. It's who we like the most. It's often the criterion for who we hire in a job. Someone who makes us feel comfortable. Someone we might know. Someone we kind of like. We kind of like the energy that they project to us in the interview. Careful, though. A lot of employers are going into potential employees' websites, personal websites, to find out more about them than you ever wanted your potential employer to know about you. 303-382-1150. Your music, your download choices, your political rants, snippets of your sex life. Be careful, because when you do an interview and they like what they have seen and they like what's in the resume, some of them are following up by going into your personal websites and finding out more about you than you wanted them to know about you, and a lot of people have not gotten jobs as a result of it. So, first newspaper to endorse John Kerry is the Philadelphia Daily News. They are going for him. And as I'm thinking about this, here's what I'm thinking. What newspapers in America, maybe the Washington Times, but very utterly conservative newspapers may go for Dickey, but I wonder if a lot of mainstream, big-time newspapers, I'm talking L.A. Times, Washington Post, a lot of the newspapers that went for Dickey the first time around, do you think they're going to go for him this time around? And what effect will those endorsements have? So what's on the table here is the 9/11 Commission bluntly contradicting the White House, saying that there is no credible evidence that Saddam Hussein had any ties at all with Al-Qaeda. In fact, Saddam Hussein was apparently rebuffed, Osama bin Laden was apparently rebuffed by Saddam Hussein and Iraq. Those of you who have maintained all along that there was a connection, now what? Are you going to say this panel is, you know, this is complete BS, that this panel is partisan? You can't believe a word this panel has to say. How are you going to reconcile it with what you have been believing? Will it make any difference in your presidential choice in November? 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. And the Philadelphia Daily News, first newspaper in the country, has endorsed John Kerry for president. Elsie, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Oh, hi. Yeah, well, I just wanted to mention, I was speaking to a young person the other day, he's 19, and he told me why he's not going to vote. There are two reasons. One, any candidate he really wants would have no chance of winning anyway, and he's not going to vote for either anybody that he doesn't want. But the other thing is, and the main reason is, he'd have to register for the draft. And at 19, and
what
you know,
does voting have to do with registering? You don't you register for the draft whether you register to vote or not? Are they linked with each other?
There are a couple of questions. He said that he can't register to vote without registering for Selective Service. And he said that it seems like his citizenship is being taken away from him because he's not willing to register for the draft.
Wait a minute. Here's a little jerk who doesn't even want to participate. He doesn't even want to do the simplest thing and vote.
He doesn't want to go and fight.
He doesn't want to fight. He doesn't want to vote. First of all, their draft is not in place. And I'm not aware that the two of them are linked. So those of you who know more about selective service practices and the draft practices, I'd like to hear my guess is that they would not be linked because a lot of people wouldn't register to vote in order to get out of the draft. So the selective service must have other information about you so that they can get to you whether you have a driver's license, whether you register to vote, or whatever you do. That would be my guess. That's number one. Number two, this person you're talking about, Elsie, is a complete yutz. This guy is a yutz. That's all I can say. He's a passive guy who wants the universe to come to him, and he thinks that anybody he's going to vote for can't possibly win, so why bother to do anything?
Well, you know how they all say that votes for this one guy caused the other guy to get elected? It's a bit of that.
Is this a relative of yours, Elsie?
Oh, it's someone I was talking to.
Someone you were talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think about his attitude?
I was incredibly grateful to be female when I was 18, and they were doing Vietnam.
And so you wouldn't want to fight for your country either?
I am willing to fight for what I believe in, and right now I'm ready to fight for not this administration. And I look at who you're putting up as the other possible administration,
uh-huh.
and I'm not willing to fight for that one either.
So if you don't fight for it, Elsie, if you don't vote for Kerry, you're going to have Bush again, which is worse.
Well, I vote, and I vote my conscience, and I do not vote evil.
So who are you going to vote for president?
I'm a libertarian. So I'm going to look in that direction first, and if I see someone that I think is worthy in that direction, I will.
And why are you not going to vote for Kerry?
I'm not willing to vote for another one of the same old boys club.
Well, your libertarian candidate, your vote is going to be a null. I mean, it's not.
Well, then why should I vote too? Could you tell me what's the point of this exercise?
Let me ask you a question. Are you out there trying to do things, change things, register people to vote, involved in community activity? Or are you just going to call me up and bitch about, I'm going to go for libertarian?
I have another friend who says, why vote? It only encourages them.
But I asked you a question. Are you involved in any community activities to try to change anything?
I am.
Are you? Okay, Elsie. I'm glad you are, and I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Chris, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing today?
You're doing well, Chris.
Good. I'm glad you could make it back.
Thank you. I am, too.
I'd just like to say that, this new information does change my ideas a little bit. I thought the connection between Al-Qaeda and Iraq was stronger. But I think that you said it best when you say that is one of the reasons we went to Iraq.
Well, that is
only one of the reasons.
Well, the other one was WMDs, and they there's as much connection with them in Iraq as there is with Osama bin Laden in Iraq.
I believe there was a story on the Associated Press wire yesterday morning that's been very briefly touched on by most of the mainstream media.
Uh-huh.
But they said that we're finding banned rocket engines. In scrap metal that's been sent out of the country, it's being sent out of the country right now as we speak.
Chris, there
and
is so far no,
country.
Darling, there is so far no credible evidence that I have seen or read about, and I am reading in the jury room this morning. I came in with the four newspapers that are delivered to my home every single morning, and I distributed them to people who wondered why I read so many newspapers, although I didn't go into it. I said, I just have to do this for my work, and that's only
right.
And that's only a fraction of the newspapers I read. I start looking at them online when I get here. So I'm telling you, I have not seen anything credible that indicates there were any serious WMDs. So you have now two of the main, how many reasons were there given? The main reasons were WMDs. We could be a mushroom cloud and toasted in 45 minutes. Or they had something to do with 9/11, which has been now clearly and bluntly disproved.
Well, I think it's completely disproved. I think there were links. They're not as strong as we thought they were. Obviously, they're not as strong as I believe they were.
All right, now that you know that there were no links, are you still supporting this administration?
Yes, I am, and I'll tell you why. I believe that those two reasons were given to the public because they're reasons that the public could get behind and the public could grasp, and they're really I can't think of the word, but they're there are reasons that could be thrown out there and that the public could grab onto and could support. Whereas the reasons that I see that we went there,
Is that okay for an administration to do, to put people's lives at risk in order just to get support when they know that what they're saying are lies?
Well, I don't.
They knew that there was no enriched uranium.
They outright knew.
Chris, it is emerging. They outright knew that there was no enriched uranium. They did know that Osama bin Laden was going to strike in this country. The CIA told them there was no enriched uranium. Joseph Wilson told them that. They knew there were no WMDs there. They picked out arguments and they got people like Judy Miller at the New York Times to corroborate it so they could build public support for a war they simply wanted to do that had nothing to do with 9/11. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with 9/11. They are a country that is ruled by fundamental Islamic extremists. Hello?
Are you still there? I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you hung up on me. And the thing is, we've taken the battleground into their field. I don't know, what should we have done after 9/11 in your eyes? What can we do to combat this?
Go after Osama bin Laden and the people who did us the most harm. We went after Afghanistan. Just a minute, you asked me a question. Let me finish it. Let me answer you. We went after Afghanistan, and then the minute we could take our eyes off the ball, we did, and thereby we have made Osama bin Laden a lot stronger. We took our most experienced people, and we turned them all over to Iraq, which was completely irrelevant, a drainage of lives, of limbs, of money, a complete money pit. To be in Iraq, we have made the country more vulnerable, and we have allowed Al Qaeda to regroup. The opium business is record production, and the funds from whatever they make selling heroin often goes into terrorism.
I don't know if you're much of a military historian or not, but the feats we have accomplished in Iraq and in Afghanistan are incredible.
Wait, how has Iraq made us safer? Chris,
I think it has. I think that what we're doing is now we have an American target in their midst. And so every little piece of resistance and terrorists there are just throwing themselves into Iraq and throwing themselves at it.
How old are you?
And it's not giving them. I don't think that's relevant.
It is relevant because I think because you're just a minute. You are talking about making a target in Iraq, and
right.
I'm saying that. Would you like to be that target? Would you like to be, are you the right age to be over there and fighting? You're not there. I don't see you getting on the next plane to get over there. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
News! No matter how you say it.
News!
It is what we do best.
News!
This is Denver's premier talk station, AM 1150, KNRC.
News!
For anyone who's ever spent a Saturday morning pulling on the cord of a gas-powered string trimmer, now there's a better way to do yard work. Black & Decker Cordless Outdoor Products. A full line of string trimmers, hedge trimmers, and hard surface sweepers that require absolutely no gas. No cord to pull. No complicated starting instructions to follow. Just hit the switch, and you've got up to 18 volts of power to get the job done. Go to your local retailer today and ask for Black & Decker Cordless Outdoor Products, or go to blackanddecker.com for more details.
Different people, different needs, all hoping for their piece of the American dream. Who's there to watch out for them, to work for housing affordability and help give everyone the opportunity to own a home? To serve everyone would take a small army, wouldn't it? The National Association of Realtors has 1 million members, and we're doing everything in our power to help all Americans realize their dream. The National Association of Realtors, 1 million members working for you.
Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. for the Kiefel Cycling Hour, featuring 7-time Tour de France competitor and Olympic bronze medalist Ron Kiefel. Ron and Megan will talk about cycling news, equipment, and great local rides. It doesn't matter if you're training for the Tour de France like Ron Kiefel, or in Megan's case, just taking those training wheels off for the first time. The Kiefel Cycling Hour has something for everyone, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
The only Denver radio station that covered in person the observances surrounding the memorial service of former President Ronald Reagan.
We're right near the Capitol, and today, of course, the funeral service of Ronald Reagan, his body now on its way to California, where
Jimmy and Doug broadcast their shows live from Washington, D.C.
Ronald Reagan did something in his presidency. He made you proud to be an American.
The new generation of talk radio is AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio. The markets are flat,
to slightly positive today. The Dow now, I'm looking up in positive territory, up 7 points. The NASDAQ up 5 points. The nation's newest discount airline, Independence Air, has started service between Dulles International outside Washington, D.C., and airports in four other cities, more cities to follow. Delta, well, the chief exec there telling analysts that the carrier must cut costs to survive, saying that Delta won't accept a new contract with pilots unless it includes the required cuts in the highest pilot labor costs in the industry. Best Buy turned a profit in its fiscal first quarter after posting losses from discontinued operations a year earlier, the consumer electronics retailer earning a profit of 34 cents a share. And this one's a deal that would create the world's largest casino company and bring some of the most famous Vegas Strip properties under a single owner, Mandalay Resort Group. Directors have said yes to MGM Mirage's nearly $5 billion cash buyout. I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio.
Every dad's motto is, I'll wait in the car. Grocery stores, malls, your wedding. For some reason, they love waiting in the car. So get them Sirius Satellite Radio this Father's Day. It's got 110 channels, including commercial-free music, news, talk, sports, and the entire NFL.
Get Sirius Satellite Radio for just $9.99 a month. Offer based on prepaid one-year subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Hardware sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, Circuit City, Crutchfield.com, or Sirius.com for details.
With Sirius, now dad'll have some company in the car.
On Medicare? Want to save on prescriptions? Come into Walgreens and learn how you can save 25% or more with Walgreens Health Initiative's Medicare-approved drug discount card. Discounts vary by drug and pharmacy location. Call 1-800-533-7606 to find out if your prescription drug is covered and the discounted price. Pick up an enrollment packet at Walgreens and get ready to save. This card is approved by Medicare but is not a Medicare benefit. Price comparison based on Walgreens regular pricing as of March 2004.
She's the Rush alternative.
Didn't you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150, KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:30 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. The lines are full. They will open up. 303-382-1150. We're talking about a lot of things. If you are a big, you know, supporter of the Bush administration, and I don't know how you can be. I really don't understand it. Even cousins of mine who became Republicans, the minute they got 30 cents in their pocket, they all became Republicans. Even they are walking away from Dickey, especially on the stem cell issue and other things as well. I mean, people, but here is the White House, and this is the LA Times reporting this, saying bluntly contradicting the Bush administration, the 9/11 Commission reported today that there was, quote, no credible evidence that Saddam Hussein had any ties with Al-Qaeda. 303-382-1150. Mike, in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
That guy that just called is just wrong. Saddam Hussein, Iraq, was not run by Islamic fundamentalists. Saddam hated Islamic fundamentalists.
That's actually right. I should have caught that. He was a secularist.
Absolutely. And a lot of the Muslim fundamentalists hated him for that reason. And he would no more have had anything to do with Al-Qaeda than the man in the moon. It's like Richard Clark said in his book, invading Iraq after 9/11 would have been like invading Mexico after Pearl Harbor. They had nothing to do with each other.
Very well said, Mike. Thanks very much. 303-382-1150. Chris in Parker. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, I was also going to say disagreeing with the secular Saddam, but the other thing I was going to mention is, in the Sunday New York Times, I was kind of shocked to hear that the investigation about how the shock and awe failed to hit all of the military targets. All we basically did with shock and awe was kill civilians, and that disturbs me quite a bit. That our intelligence one was so bad, and obviously with this report, it shows how bad our intelligence were with WMDs and their Al Qaeda connection.
You know, you're right about that, and I looked at that story, and I thought, now the information is finally beginning to come out, because there were 50 separate actions, and
yes.
Mostly the only people who got it were civilians, I think sometimes children, were mistakenly taken out.
Right, yeah, but you know, none of Fox News will show that, because that wouldn't be positive for the war, And then, but the important thing is that is, you know, what brand of Catholicism is John Kerry? That's the important issue.
Well, or what did he do with his medals from Vietnam?
Telling people that's okay. You know, let's forget about that. But is, you know, did John Kerry get the communion that he really deserved? That's what we got to talk about.
Number one on the hit parade. Thanks very much, Chris. 303-382-1150. Steve on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Steve.
You asked a couple callers back about is it okay for an administration to lie about the reason for going to war?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't know if you said used the word lie. You may have said mislead the public about the reason for going to war.
No, I probably said lie.
Okay. Well, what was the reason that we went into Kosovo under Clinton then?
I'm talking about this action. I don't want to go to Kosovo. I don't want to go to Clinton. I want to go right now to Iraq, where it has been a mess from the beginning to the end. Sunday's New York Times, at our last caller reference, here's the headline. Errors are seen in early attacks on Al-Qaeda, on Iraqi leaders. 50 raids missed their targets. U.S. officials blame poor intelligence. And so the U.S. launched many more failed airstrikes on a far broader array of senior Iraqi officials during the early days of the war last year than it has previously been acknowledged, and some caused significant civilian casualties. And it goes on and on and on from there. And this is because there were supposed to be WMDs. This is because Iraq's supposed to have something to do with 9/11, all of which some of us knew, even in the run-up to the war, was completely preposterous. And so you have people losing their lives. We are now more vulnerable. We have taken our eyes off of Afghanistan. The real terrorists have been allowed to regroup and get stronger. We're now a magnet for every jihad that ever, put a turban on. So why is this? Was this really a good idea? And it's unraveling, and we don't know what they're going to do with Saddam Hussein. They could give him his old job back, or they could let him go free.
Okay. Well, I can rattle off some reasons why.
All right. Let's hear them. What are the reasons?
But before I do, I'd still like you to try to answer.
No, I want you to tell me. I want to keep it to what's going on right now. I'm not going to Kosovo. I want to know right now, because all governments lie sometimes. But this is so egregious, and this is filled with lies, and this is not. But they sometimes lie to do things in our national interests. And where was this in our national interest? What is it going to Iraq other than being a money pit and a life pit? People are losing their lives. There's tremendous mayhem. There's clearly no occupation. There was no good occupation strategy. And even in the first days of shock and awe, we were shocked and awed at how poorly we performed, although nobody ever told anybody about that. So tell me, why are we in Iraq right now? Tell me why you think this is a great idea.
Okay, well, just as long as we're clear on this, you're not going to answer my question about Kosovo. I mean, I asked.
I want you
question.
To tell me why we are in Iraq right now.
I realize that you're not.
You know what? The
question,
clock is ticking. So try to answer it, because if you're going to try and make a case for it, let's hear it.
Well, okay. There's a long litany list of reasons why we went into Iraq.
Start with number one. The clock's ticking here.
Okay. The WMD.
Of which there aren't any. Go ahead to number two.
No. Well, let's stop there. You can't just brush off that quickly. Even the possibility of a WMD. Was enough reason to go to Iraq.
What if you had a possibility of a heart attack? Should you start taking medication right now in advance? You have a possibility of Alzheimer's? Should you get your driver's license stripped from you because there could be a possibility? If you look at somebody, there's a possibility that there's a thief, so you should throw them in jail in advance of them committing some sort of a crime? I mean, that's a preposterous argument. Go to number two.
It's not a preposterous
What's
argument.
After number, you know, the clock is ticking. What's after WMDs?
The possibility of WMD, or him supporting, or even him eventually developing a nuclear weapon.
The countries, Steve, that already have WMDs, like North Korea? Why don't we go in there if that's your litmus test?
That's because the political situation is different from North Korea.
Oh, the political. Different. Well, but wait, they already have WMDs. They really, and they're nuts. They're unstable. So why shouldn't we go in there and really get rid of those WMDs? Because Mr. What's his name, Kim Il-jung, who's got he's going to have another bad hair day, and then that's it. We're toast.
Absolutely, and at no cost. The cost for prohibiting megalomaniac dictators from developing weapons of mass destruction, particularly nuclear or even chemical or biological.
Nuclear, did you say?
Is totally appropriate to keep those type of dictators.
All right, well, go on. Since you can't make the case for WMDs, go ahead. What's your number two argument? What is your number two argument?
If he had actually developed...
What is your number two argument? Because your number one argument is preposterous. What's your number two argument?
It's preposterous in your opinion.
Steve, go on to number two. I'm going to give you one more chance to do it, and then I'm going to say goodbye to you.
The Iraq support of terrorism. Not necessarily Al-Qaeda, per se, but just their support of terrorism.
What was their support of terrorism?
What's that?
What was their support of terrorism?
the $25,000 that Saddam Hussein would give to every suicide bomber's family.
Well, then why don't we go and bomb Hamas, because they do more for the terrorists than Saddam Hussein ever did. So let's go bomb Hamas then. Let's do that. Let's go over to the Palestinian, you know, to the West. Let's go over there and just bomb Hamas. If that's your litmus test. Nothing you say is logical, Steve. Nothing you're saying is logical. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:38, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Rainy and 53 degrees now. The University of Colorado is renegotiating the contract with its head football coach. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Getting a report of some congestion on the highways. Northbound I-25 between Bellevue and Quincy. Not sure what the reason is, but there's a tow truck in the area. He's going to check that one out for us and let us know what the problem is. So count on a rather abrupt slowdown in there. Rest of the freeways moving along in good shape, though we are getting word that there is another accident. Southbound I-25 at 120th Avenue. Sounds like a semi spun out on the wet road conditions. Don't know about injuries there, but count on some delays. The wet roads are causing quite a bit of delays on the freeways and on the surface streets, so allow a little extra time to get to where you're trying to go. 116th and Federal, watch for an injury accident. That one should be cleaned up here in just the next few minutes. Early bird special at AutoZone on Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m. You can save 20% on Duralast truck toolboxes and Coleman 18-volt power tools. Hurry in while supplies last, only at AutoZone. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The University of Colorado is working with head football coach Gary Barnett to renegotiate his contract. The school wants to add language that is very specific and spells out exactly what Barnett's responsibilities are at CU. Details of the negotiations aren't being released. This report brought to you by Hyatt. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a person whose remains were found by a hiker in a heavily wooded area north of I-70 in Chief Hosa yesterday. Investigators don't yet know the gender or identity of the deceased, and the cause of death remains unknown as well. They're investigating the death as a homicide, but they're not ruling out other possibilities. The Roman Catholic bishops meeting this week in Denver have decided to approve a second annual review of reforms in their diocese. This comes in response to the clergy sexual abuse scandal. The reviews will be conducted by outside investigators who would make on-site visits. Make your weekends longer this summer at Hyatt. Get 20% off your regular room rate any day, Thursday through Sunday, at participating Hyatts through September 6th. Book on Hyatt.com today. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:40.
No matter how you say it, it is what we do best. This is Denver's premier talk station, AM 1150, KNRC.
Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes, a great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no-obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Mostly cloudy skies for us through the afternoon. Showers are likely. Scattered thunderstorms possible, too. Mostly cloudy tonight. Rain likely. Scattered thunderstorms this evening as well. A chance of rain after midnight, too. We'll probably see some fog forming before daybreak. The overnight temperature down into the mid-40s for tomorrow. Mostly cloudy. Some showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow. Upper 60s for the high. Rainy and 53 now. KNRC News Time is 1:42. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Relax, it's me.
Why are so many homeowners so cool and calm these days? Because when they needed air conditioning, they knew just what to do. Call your Rheem dealer. Rheem dealers install top quality, energy efficient Rheem products. So relax.
Call Team Heating and Air Conditioning for all your heating and cooling needs at 303-286-1589.
Hi, I'm Bill Doyle, owner of Team Heating and Air Conditioning, and I'd like to help you enjoy the benefits of an air-conditioned home this summer. We offer honest pricing, good service, and no gimmicks at Team Heating and Air Conditioning. We can give you a quick quote over the phone and stand by it by asking only a few simple questions. Next day installation is always available. You will receive a free programmable thermostat with installation and be eligible for a $350 rebate from Xcel. Call me today, Bill, at 303-286-1589. That's 303-286-1589.
AM 1150 KNRC and Desi Cortez live. Sunday mornings at 10, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
143 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. It's overcast outside, but it's sizzling right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You can join the conversation. There is one line open, 303-382-1150. We're talking to all these people who think that even though the 9/11 Commission has bluntly rebutted the White House, any kind of White House, either direct allegation or the thought that they wanted to create in your mind that there was a connection between Osama bin Laden and Iraq, they have directly refuted it. There were no connection at all with 9/11 and Iraq, none at all. Iraq rebuffed Osama bin Laden. Many of you still want to believe that that's the case. And I don't know how to, you know, if the litmus test, as our last caller pointed out, well, they could have had WMDs, and that's why you go in. How about going into a country that actually does have them, like North Korea? Well, we can't do that. It's a political situation. I mean, these are preposterous arguments. I don't know how you argue that with somebody. Maybe you can tell me. 303-382-1150. Bill, in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well, Bill.
You know, I think that I can explain that. I think what we've got are a cult that's populated by idiots. I mean, the more I listen to the wing nuts, the shriller they are. I mean, they ought to just admit their losses, acknowledge that, you know, that Bush is in there because it makes his daddy a ton of money vis-a-vis the Carlyle Group that makes the Bradley fighting vehicle. It costs about $1 million to be a part of.
No, I don't think that's why. I don't, you know, that's not why we're in there. The reasons are far more complicated than whether the Carlyle Group is getting money off of Bradley fighting vehicles.
Well,
come on,
that,
Bill. Don't sound like a wing nut yourself.
Well, the truth of the matter is that the Bush family has a history of war profiteering, goes all the way back to Prescott.
Yes, but I don't think this is why we are in Iraq. It's a whole set of other more complicated reasons having to do with ego and thinking you can reshape the region, and maybe there's a little oil tossed into it as well. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. As horrendous as they were, the attacks of September 11 were only a small part of terrorist visions that called for using 10 hijacked planes to attack both the East and West Coast. And now here's what is so startling. The 9/11 Commission also criticized, not only did they criticize the White House by bluntly contradicting the elision that the White House tried to make, the association tried to make between Iraq and 9/11, but the panel also criticized the Pentagon as badly unprepared for war. This is an administration that was sold to you as experienced. These guys all had decades in government. This was not your father's Oldsmobile, or actually it was your father's Oldsmobile, because this was dinosaur land. 303-382-1150. And you know what? They were fat and rich, and they didn't do anything for us. Nobody scrambled planes, really. They just sat around and made plans to invade a country. It would be, really, like Richard Clark said, invading Mexico for 9/11. Chuck in Denver. Hi, live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I want to just make the point, these people who are so imbecilic talking about, well, there could have been weapons of mass destruction. I'm going to take.
I think they're listening to Rush. Anybody who's monitoring Rush or Hannity or somebody like that, I want to hear what they're saying, because I think they're giving them these arguments, and then they come over here to Enid live and try, you know, well, what about Bill Clinton in Kosovo? I don't care if Bill Clinton had an atomic bomb go off. He's irrelevant to this discussion.
And we didn't waste the kind of money. But I wanted to make the point. We had the situation under control with the UN weapons inspectors. Iraq was going to do nothing with the whole UN in their face. That situation was handled. And your point earlier, we diverted our manpower, our money, our energy to something that was non-existent. And now we're in trouble. We're pulling people, we're pulling troops out of South Korea at a time when South Korea is more vulnerable than ever.
We're in trouble because our own people are stretched thin. We have cut some of their combat pay, so much for supporting the troops. People who thought they were going to be weekend warriors are going to be in the reserves, and the National Guard are, you know, their families are going, you know, if they were the main breadwinner, their family situations are often not good, not to mention the danger involved, more bodies coming back, the immense cost in terms of money, if not lives, and taking our eye off of Al-Qaeda and what's really going on. So we are really more vulnerable in that way. A lot of these people, as Gary Hart has pointed out, who are now reservists and National Guard and in Iraq for us, are first responders. So if anything were to happen here, many of our first responders are simply not with us. They are in Iraq. And it's getting weirder and weirder in Iraq.
You got it. Your patience with people is amazing to me.
Thank you, Chuck. 303-382-1150. Joshua, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid, first-time caller. Welcome.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Joshua.
I just want to say I really like your show, and it's great. It's really refreshing to hear something on the AM radio that's not right-wing extremist propaganda. I just wanted to address the fact that I really don't see much in the way of people presenting this war as being part of a vendetta, and I was wondering if what your thoughts and feelings are. I too thought, like, the whole propaganda around the weapons of mass destruction sounded really contrived, a little too opportunistic, and I think everybody knew when this administration took place that this was going to happen, that, you know, that this was part of his agenda, his itinerary.
All right, but tell me what your point is, Joshua.
Well, my point is that I think that this was a very contrived, preconceived war. I don't think this.
I agree with you. And there are about two or three new books out that dissect Bush's personality. One psychoanalyst calls him kind of sadistic, that he used to blow up frogs and stuff when he was little, that when his sister died of leukemia, do you know, this is what's alleged in the book. I was amazed to hear it, that the family did not even have a funeral service and they just pretended they went on as though nothing had happened. But how do you not have a funeral service for your small child as a ritual to, you know, it was like the great American phrase that should go on to the money along with what's in it for me is let's move on. Everybody's always moving on. We're moving up. We're moving down. We're moving laterally, horizontally, forward, but we're always moving. Joshua, thank you. 303-382-1150. Matt, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live.
Hi, am I on right now?
You are, Matt.
Hi, how are you doing, Enid?
Doing well, and you just got a cheesy kiss, too.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You made the point that with a caller, I think it was four callers again, that you know, with the weapons of mass destruction, he was saying you're being proactive about this and you'd be preventative. And your case, one of your cases against that was that you don't take medications to prevent a heart attack.
Well, actually, you do take aspirin.
You take a lot of them, and the American public spends billions of dollars each year. And I think
I was not perhaps as accurate as I should have been on that one, because a lot of people are taking baby aspirins every day, and some other people are taking
cholesterol lowering meds, you name it.
Yeah.
But being preventative is I think what the caller was trying to make the point, and I agree with that. I think we need to be preventative if we see.
We need to be preventive, but if that's a litmus test, why aren't we going to North Korea, where they actually weapons of mass destruction?
And I think that kind of proves my point a little bit. When you let something go as far as we have with North Korea, it's gotten to the point where there's not a whole lot we can do.
There's a whole lot we can do, but we're busy doing it in Iraq, which was the wrong place to do anything.
Not necessarily.
There is no evidence. Matt, what is the evidence? What is your evidence that there were ever weapons of mass destruction in Iraq in recent years?
Well,
what is the evidence?
From the information we were given at the time. You have to rely upon the information.
You had Hans Blix telling you, forget it. We're not able to find anything. And even if there had been something there, Saddam Hussein had the eyes of the world on him. He was effectively contained and constrained. He was not a direct threat to us when we went in. We could have left it alone. Had he become a direct threat, then you step on the gas and you go in there. But there was,
well,
we had other fish to fry.
It's too late. He's already been he's already been shown to be a thug in the region.
But, darling, he's a thug that we supported for many decades.
You said you didn't want to go back to past administrations, and I'm going to hold true on that with your example. And I think you've got a thug in an unstable region. And I think
Did you watch Nightline last night? You have a genocidal war going on there that is so hideous. But it's
Did you watch Nightline last night in Chad?
No, around the borders of Chad and in the Sudan, there's a genocidal war going on that has been going on for a very long time.
Right,
and it'll break your heart if you see it. But we're not but we aren't doing a thing over there.
But we're getting off topic of there because it's not really affecting the U.S. in any way.
So let him die. How is Iraq affecting the U.S.?
Well, our allies over there, I think it affects them directly. Israel.
How was Iraq's presence affecting the U.S.?
The oil industry.
No. When we went in about a year ago?
Sure.
Yeah. How were they affected? They were constrained and contained.
They have a tremendous amount of muscle in that region.
So you're glad.
They can affect a lot of our.
Wait a minute. So you're glad that we went in, Matt? Is that the story? Is that the bottom line? You're glad we went in?
Well, I think I'm glad that Saddam Hussein is gone. Did you ever hear
of the phrase cost to benefit ratio?
Absolutely.
At the highest possible price, he is gone. Oh, you're an MBA student. So if you're so in favor of this war, why aren't you over there fighting? Why don't you sign up right now?
I'm too old to be in the military right now.
No, you can be in your 40s and 45 and 50. They're taking anybody they can get. How old are you, Matt?
I'm 28.
Darling, you were just the right age, and they could really use you, and they would love. I'm sure they would love. I'm sure that they would love your gung-ho attitude. Why don't you go and sign up since you're in favor of this war?
I'm not telling you what to do, Enid.
You got better things to do, Matt. Ah, you're exposed. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
We know you're busy running your lives. That's why we'll keep up with what the government is trying to do to you.
What's going on here?
Denver's new generation of talk radio. AM 1150 KNRC.
Break free from Quest with your new choice in local phone service. Liberty Bell Telecom. Better service, cheaper rates. Keep your current numbers. LibertyBellTelecom.com.
Bob. Oh, Bob.
Huh? What? Who are...
It's time we talk about our relationship, Bob.
Huh? Our relationship? Now?
It's over, Bob.
Over? But you're my computer.
That's why it's over. We just don't have the right connection. It's been fun, but you know, our relationship has been feeling, well, limited. Wouldn't you rather get out of the house and meet other singles?
Well, yeah, but how?
The answer is one phone call away. Cottonwood Connection. They help singles connect. Real people, fun-filled events. Frankly, Bob, you could use a little sunshine.
But you know me, I'm shy.
At Cottonwood Connection, they encourage courage. Your full-year membership includes events and a video profile on their website, so we'll still get to see each other.
Well,
come on, Bob. Isn't it time to get out of the house and really connect? Call Cottonwood Connection, 303-424-2300. Check out their website at www.cottonwoodconnection.com. It's all about the right connection, Bob.
Cottonwood Connection, helping singles connect. Call 303-424-2300 or sign up online at cottonwoodconnection.com.
I'm Jonathan Anton, owner of Jonathan Salon, which can be seen on Bravo's reality show, Blowout. I'm also the owner of a line of styling products with simple names like Clean, Cleaner, Soft, and Softer, which is only fitting since tracking the expenses that go into producing them has become pretty simple itself.
With Open, the Small Business Network, Jonathan Anton has the tools to make big things happen. You can too, when you have an American Express business card. To apply, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
Classical music followed by a late dinner.
Going to a funny play with drinks and dancing afterwards.
An art exhibit, gallery walk.
No, an outdoor arts festival.
Summer in Breckenridge is all about the arts. There's live music most nights at the Riverwalk Event Tent. Art galleries, festivals, free performances, theater, and workshops. Over 150 things to do and see. Breckenridge. Visit GoBreckNow.com today for competitive rates and tailored vacation. Have a cool summer experience in Breckenridge.
Your back hurts. It's the moment of choice. What should you take? Truth is, doctors nationwide recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain. Advance to Advil Relief.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
157 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock today. And we're going to be, Joe Anderson and I are going to be heading out to Aspen for at least part of tomorrow's show, I think. If not all of it, it's going to depend on the weather. But if we have to leave a little bit early, Billy Thorpe will be doing yeoman duties, as he always does. He does a great job. So we'll be broadcasting live from Aspen, the Food and Wine Magazine Classic. I think it's the 22nd annual, and all the Bill Husted is going to be there. I'm guessing Penny Parker will as well, because I saw her there last year. Lots of reporters, about 131 different media will be there, so it should be really fascinating, and we'll bring you all the juicy stuff as well. Dan, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Oh, hi, Enid. I'd just like to say I really enjoy your show. The main reason is because I totally disagree with about half of everything you say, which makes it really interesting to me. And I kind of understand a little marketing, so it makes the show really good. You know, you're really touching a lot of buttons there. One of the points I totally disagree with is the fact that there was no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They haven't found them yet. Maybe there is not, but they definitely had a whole bunch of them that they used on 100,000 Kurds that they killed.
But that was decades. That was a couple of decades ago.
That was in the 90s.
It was not recent. And all the reports that we had, all the intelligence that we had, Dan, pointed to no weapons of mass destruction. And even if something was around, Saddam Hussein was effectively constrained. But you have no evidence other than you definitely don't want to disbelieve it. You have no evidence. Darling, you have no evidence that when we went into Iraq there were weapons of mass destruction. You can dream all you want, and you can do all the wishful thinking you want, but you know what? There wasn't any evidence that there were weapons of mass destruction, and there still isn't any evidence. Fortunately for you, there is evidence that there is one more hour of Enid Live right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You can join the conversation. If you've never called me before or any talk show, think about doing it. 303-382-1150.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Williams. Despite administration claims to the contrary, the 9/11 commissioners say they found no evidence Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden were working together against the U.S. But Commission Executive Director Philip Zelikow says bin Laden's group is plenty dangerous on its own.
Al-Qaeda remains intensely interested in conducting chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear attacks.
The panel is conducting more public hearings before issuing its final report next month. In Iraq, two American soldiers were killed, more than 24 people wounded when rebels fired a rocket into an American base north of Baghdad. Also, a top Iraqi oil official was murdered, and a key oil pipeline was blown up, effectively shutting off that country's output. President Bush has given a speech at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida. It was seen and heard by American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. He thanked them for their service in the war on terrorism and says the world, thanks to them, is a better place. I'm Brian Williams, NBC News Radio.
All right, people, we need new computers, and they're pretty expensive, so we're cutting back. If you have to travel overnight, try sleeping in a park. Think of it as a business adventure. Next Office Supplies. Instead of using tape or glue, see if anyone's chewing gum. And yes, we're cutting toilet paper.
Looking for an easier way to afford the latest technology?
Sir, why aren't we just getting a Dell?
At DellRadio.com, you'll find great deals on PCs for your small business. Get everything from notebooks and servers to printers and PDAs to complement your PC purchase. Everything you need in one place.
Water, however, will still be available for a nominal fee.
Right now at DellRadio.com, you can get a Dell Dimension desktop with an Intel Pentium 4 processor for just $449 plus tax. Monitor not included. Order select systems today and get a free flat panel upgrade and free 3 to 5 day shipping. DellRadio.com. Just one more thing that's easy as Dell. Dell systems use Intel Pentium 4 processors.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Rainy, 53 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. One of this year's first West Nile victims is talking about her illness. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Northbound I-25 north of Hampton. An injury accident now over on the right shoulder, but it's still causing some congestion. It's jammed back to Quincy at last report. Also, somewhere in the middle of that jam could very well be a car that got away from Arapahoe County Sheriff's deputies. Tried to pull that vehicle over around Yale and Holly. He got away and started going up the highway northbound I-25 from Yale. So look for a little extra police activity in there. Accident on the ramp, Washington to eastbound I-70 could cause you some slowing in there. Also an accident with injuries coming in from Colfax and Meade. AutoZone with the information. Father's Day special at AutoZone. Get a $10 AutoZone gift card free with the purchase of select Duralast tools in stock. Plus check out other deals throughout the store only at AutoZone. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
35-year-old Yvonne Benitez spoke with reporters today and said she got sick with West Nile virus a few days after she suffered a pre-dawn mosquito bite while walking her dog along Bar Lake.
In the evenings, I was trembling, I was shaking, I was sweating, and that's when my husband thought, this isn't normal.
Benitez is recovering, but health officials are concerned because her diagnosis and that of the other victim came a month earlier than last year's first case. This report brought to you by Tyson Foods. A hiker found some human remains in a heavily wooded area north of I-70 in Chiefosa yesterday. Sheriff's investigators don't yet know the person's identity or gender, and the cause of death is unknown as well. While they're not ruling out any possibilities, the sheriff's office is investigating the death as a homicide. Boulder police are investigating a home invasion that happened last night. Two African-American men with handguns allegedly entered an apartment on North Street and demanded money and drugs from the residents of the apartment. Police arrested one man in connection with the break-in. In sports, the Colorado Rockies take on the Boston Red Sox tonight, weather permitting. Jason Jennings on the mound tonight for the Rocks, who beat the Bo Sox 6-3 in the series opener last night. Family meal tonight, look for Tyson fully cooked beef roast, hickory smoked bacon, and chicken nuggets at your neighborhood grocer. Great tasting, high quality, look for Tyson products in the bright red packaging. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
AM 1150 KNIC, the way Denver spells talk radio. KNRC.
Due to increased consignments of brand new cars and trucks, an official inventory clearance event will be held at Colorado's transportation destination, the MedVed Autoplex.
During this closeout, sacrifice pricing exists on more than $80 million worth of inventory.
Profit is not a major consideration.
MedVed is stocked fence to fence with Chevrolet, Cadillac, Ford, Lincoln, Mercury,
Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Hummer.
More arrive daily. These vehicles are inaccessible to other dealers.
0% financing is available for qualified buyers. More than 50 financial institutions will be available to ensure your best possible acquisition terms.
National appraisers will be on hand to assess your trade for its highest possible value.
During this limited time event, there will be a significant price reduction on everything MedVed sells.
Hurry. If you're thinking about buying now or in the next 6 months, don't miss this opportunity.
Selection is huge.
Act now.
Only at MedVed on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp, Castle Rock, and on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVed Autoplex.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Widespread showers and thunderstorms on a gray and cool afternoon. The greatest risk for severe weather today is going to be south of us. We'll top out around 57 for the high, some showers tonight with a low of 45, and then look for a soaking rain tomorrow, showers on Friday, and finally some sunshine on Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150. KNRC.
Rainy and 53 now. KNRC News Time is 2:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:06, 6 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We've been talking about the 9/11 Commission, which has very bluntly criticized the administration, telling them that, you know what, there was no connection at all between Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, none whatsoever, or Iraq, that in fact Iraq rebuffed Osama bin Laden. But there are many of you who don't want to hear it and who don't want to believe it. I also want to add a couple of other things to the conversation as well. The 9/11 panel has, in addition, called the Pentagon unprepared. It says that it found that the Pentagon's Domestic Air Defense Command was disastrously unprepared for a major terrorist attack on American soil and was slow and confused in its response to the hijacking that morning. The officials who have seen the original, this draft, which has been circulating in recent days, said that the FAA, talked about the FAA and said the following, on the morning of 9/11, the existing protocol was unsuited in every respect for what was about to happen. What ensued was a hurried attempt to create an improved defense by officials who had never encountered or trained against the situation they faced. The report, they said, it suggests, though it does not say explicitly, that a more organized response by the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, might have allowed fighter pilots to reach a jetliner and shoot it down before it flew into the Pentagon. More than 40 minutes after the first of the hijacked planes crashed into the World Trade Center. Now, instead, the report finds an emergency order from Vice President Dick Cheney. Now, why not Dickie? It came from the Vice President. It didn't come from your president, interestingly enough, because they had him running around like a chicken with his head cut off from bunker to bunker. And they did not... They were saying that there were all these threats, and later it emerged that there were no threats at all. But they had him flying around, not like the royal family who stood its ground in World War II, but they had him flying around from bunker to bunker. The report finds an emergency order from Vice President Dick Cheney authorizing the hijacked planes to be shot down did not reach pilots until the last of the four commandeered jetliners had crashed into a field in western Pennsylvania after a struggle between terrorists and passengers aboard that plane. A spokesman for NORAD, which is based in Colorado, had no immediate comment on accounts of this report. NORAD's commander, General Ralph E. Eberhardt, and General Richard B. Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, are to testify before the commission in tomorrow's hearing, along with former officials of the FAA, which has been harshly criticized in the past by the commission. So both NORAD and the FAA, nobody did. They were disastrously unprepared, and they performed in a disastrous manner. 303-382-1150. In every way, this has been an incompetent administration. These aren't newbies who are new to government, who are new to the Defense Department, who are new to governing, who are new to the White House. These are people with decades and decades and decades of experience, and they haven't done the job. And what they are doing in Iraq is even worse. And I want to also go back to something that we talked about yesterday. Elizabeth Hoffman, friend called me last night. She hadn't seen the paper, and she said, is that really true that Elizabeth Hoffman said that the C word could be a term of endearment? Is that really true? And I said, that is really true. She did really say that. I said, and everybody was bent out of shape. I'm actually not bent out of shape that her testimony kind of got skewered in that direction. Everybody's making a big deal out of that. They should have made a bigger deal out of what was allowed to have occurred in the athletic department, and they're getting on her for the C word that she said could sometimes be a term of endearment. I just think this is so weird. But she's also in some more hot water because apparently she discussed relations between white women and black men at an April meeting with two minority community leaders, but what she said is in dispute. She says she sort of said something different, and what they said, it's alleged that what she said, that she was sick and tired. Apparently, according to some people who were in that meeting, related that Elizabeth Hoffman said that she was, quote, sick and tired of these white women chasing our football players. She says, I don't think I said that. I really do not think I said that, she said. And then, it's getting from sexual to racial. So she's in more hot water. She should have been reevaluated for the handling of the whole athletic department. Dick Tharp should not have his job. I see by the front page of the paper, Barnett's contract is being renegotiated. Please give me a break. And one story that has me so angry, it is a little off the topic, but maybe it isn't. A recent revision, a little known law. There's an obscure federal rule that, you know, there's something in the federal, you know, when they give you in the schools and stuff, produce. Lobbyists from the French fry industry or the potato industry or whatever managed to get their French fries, the greasy French fries, included as produce. So French fries, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and a federal judge in Texas, are now considered a fresh vegetable. Under an obscure federal rule, most frozen French fries have been considered fresh vegetables since 1996. Now imagine now, obesity is a pandemic in this country, right? Under a revision last year that nobody paid any attention to, but I'm sure had a lot of the French fry lobbyists busy in the grease, so to speak, from the frying pan to the fire, under a revision last year that added batter-coated frozen French fries to the list of fresh produce. And they're saying this with a straight face. So now batter-coated frozen French fries are on the list of fresh produce, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. A U.S. district judge in Texas last week endorsed little notice changes by the USDA to federal regulations that govern what defines a fresh vegetable. The changes were made at the behest of the French fry industry, which has spent the last five decades pushing for revisions to the Perishable Agricultural Commodities Act. Known as PACA, the law was passed by Congress in 1930 to protect fruit and vegetable farmers in the event that their customers went out of business without paying for their produce. So now, because of the French fry industry, French fries, batter-coated French fries, are now considered a fresh vegetable. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Bernie, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Bernie.
My Israeli family have told me that if there had been weapons of mass destruction 500 miles from Tel Aviv, do you think we would have sat still and done nothing about it? We took out a nuclear power plant in Iraq when they knew that it was there and it could threaten them. Do you think that they would have sat still and not done anything about WMD?
They took out the Iraqi power plant, I think it was in the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah, but whatever. Israel is not going to stand still for any threat to their survival.
That's right.
And
well, some people think that they got this country to go into Iraq on their behalf, and with Chalabi being sort of a double agent on behalf of Iran, some people think that since Iraq and Iran were such vicious enemies, that by Chalabi getting us to go in there, that we get rid of Saddam Hussein and Iran doesn't even have to get its hands dirty.
If Israel is threatened, world opinion will not keep them from doing anything to assure their survival. About your French fries, practically the entire agricultural effort on Prince Edward Island in the last 10 years has moved from lobster fishing to the growing of potatoes to keep our French fry industry going in the United States. Just thought I'd pass that
along. French fry industry and cardiologists everywhere. Thank you, Bernie. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. So those of you who are diehard Bush supporters, I want to know why you think that this business with the 9/11 Commission saying that there was no real connection between Saddam Hussein and 9/11 and Osama bin Laden, it bluntly contradicts the Bush administration. Now, for you, those of you who believe that there was a connection and that was a major reason for going to war, see, here's what I think happens. I think this is what human nature is. If you're going to marry somebody, and you're in love with them, and someone points out that they're a kleptomaniac and a nymphomaniac and a drug addict and five other terrible things, you don't want to hear about it. So if one thing is pointed out to you and you actually see prison records or something, you say, well, but you know what? She's a good person and she's great to her mom. You find something else. So now that we have said, you know what? There was no connection, as many of us knew, between 9/11 and and Saddam Hussein, now that we know that for certain, people say, well, you know, but they're weapons of mass destruction. But there's no evidence that they're weapons of mass destruction. Where is the evidence that there are weapons of mass destruction? They're weapons of mass distraction, but I don't see any evidence of weapons of mass destruction. Where is that evidence? You can say, well, there might be sometime along the line, but where is it? 303-382-1150. And then here's how screwed up our country is. Here is batter-covered French fries are now considered a fresh vegetable in a country where the obesity rate is off the charts. And in a panel on 9/11 also calls the Pentagon not prepared, so it was very unprepared for the occupation in Iraq, and it was unprepared on 9/11. And insofar as we can see, nothing has changed. 303-382-1150. They didn't trust the CIA, so they set up their own intelligence operation within the Pentagon. And look what you got, Chalabi, that they funded to the tune of millions of dollars because he told them what they wanted to hear, and he gave them a rationale that they could use to sell the war. 303-382-1150. Butch, calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, Enid, I've appeared with you before. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, one comment, and you know something, I do agree with much of what you're talking about. I am going to refute what Bernie just said about had the Israelis known about the weapons of mass destruction, that they would have done something about it. Well, the WMDs existed there during the entire Iranian-Iraqi war, and the Israelis didn't do anything about it then. So I think that argument's a little bit specious.
Well, they actually went in, Butch, and they took out the nuclear reactor.
Yeah, they took that out in 1979. But we're all talking about the other WMDs, because you got to remember, he was using rice, and he was using a couple of other chemicals and some bioweapons, and the Israelis never touched them. So saying that the Israelis, that they would have known
so
about
tell
it,
me, I wanted, would, Butch, let me ask you, where are you on us having gone into Iraq? Was that a good thing to do?
You know something? I have really changed quite a bit on that. I think it was I think the cause was noble. I think the cause was to try to tilt the playing field so democracy had a chance in the Middle East. Now, after seeing what happened, I'm not sure that the Iraqis want democracy. You know what? If they don't want it, you can't give it to them.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. It's our belief that democracy is the best thing. But this is such a complicated environment that we don't even begin to have a handle on. And the way we did it with not enough planning. Did you vote for Dickey in the last election, presidential election?
Did I vote? Oh, of course I voted. Yeah, I voted for George Bush.
Who are you going to vote for in this election?
You know what? I wish the Democrats were running someone else. I have a hard time with Kerry.
Why?
I question the man's sincerity.
Is George W. Dickey Bush a sincere guy, or does he only play sincerity?
No, I
he's lied to us many, many times. He may believe it, or maybe he doesn't, but he's great at selling stuff. He's amiable in that sense, in the Ronald Reagan mode. But how can you tell us that Kerry is, how can you question, I mean, what are you using to question his sincerity?
Because I listen to what Kerry has to say, and I've listened to him change his story so many times. And, I mean, he really tries to ride the fence. I guess the biggest thing that I would like to see Kerry do is to delineate a plan to win the war on terror. See, to me, Iraq has always been one piece of the war on terror.
So if he were able to do that for you, would that convince you to move?
Absolutely. That's the biggest issue this country faces.
If you were the president, if you were running for president, if you were the president, Butch, what would your plan be to get us out of Iraq?
Well, that's a different, you asked me a different question than winning the war on terror. That's the overview. You have to win the war on terror.
I
don't know how you do that.
I'm going to tell you how I would do it if I were president.
Please.
Okay. If I were president, the first thing I would not do would be to alienate my allies. Because this is not a conventional situation that you can fight with tanks and guns in the same way.
Can I interrupt you just for a second on that? There was no way the French were ever going to vote for us, and they have that veto in the Security Council that was given to them in 1948. And considering what has transpired, with their hands in the cookie jar, and there's still $13 billion missing.
But I'm not talking about that part of it. I'm talking about whatever they were going to do in their national interest in the Security Council or not. You can still have back channels where you're all going to work together because it's a problem for everybody. And what you have to do to root out terrorism, it's really the same, I think, in many ways, as a very complex police investigation. You have to be on good terms with intelligence agencies all over the world because it's springing up a little cell here, a little cell there, all over the world. And so the first thing you do is you have contacts with these people, regular contacts. The information keeps flowing back and forth so that you get some sense of what's happening. And I'm not sure that is the case right now. We have alienated so many people, I don't know who we have on our side.
Well, you know, not being, you know, a member of the CIA, my understanding is that even the French, the Russians, most nations are working with us because they do know it is in the best interest in terms of rooting out the cells. But that's not the issue. You know, that's like, that's putting a Band-Aid on something. The only, to me, I could be wrong, the only way to root out terrorism is you have to give the people hope. And how can people have hope in a theocracy? You know, when people are wearing burqas, there is no hope. And that is continue. I wish I knew how to stop it. I really thought that maybe by tilting the playing field and giving Iraq.
Well, I can tell you how not to stop it. How not to stop it is to go invade Mexico when you've got Pearl Harbor. So he has diverted our resources. He has diverted, Bush has diverted our attention, and he has made us weaker and much more vulnerable. Anybody who goes in there is going to do a better job, even just cleaning that part of it up.
About different resources, though. So seriously, the biggest issue that I have with the ultra left, okay, is I want someone to tell me not what we shouldn't be doing. Don't tell me the mistakes that were made.
Butch, if you were listening, I told you what we have to be doing. And you weren't listening to me. You have to have a complex intelligence operation. First of all, you need a credible intelligence operation in your own country that actually knows how to do the job, can speak the language of these terrorists. We have very few Pashto speakers. We have very few speakers who could speak the languages of Afghanistan. We have very few Arabic speakers. This is not a good thing for a first-class intelligence service. You have to develop your intelligence agencies, and you have to have contacts with the intelligence services all over the world, and you have to work together. And that's one of the first things you've got to do. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. Anybody else who has suggestions, I'd like to hear it. And you get yourself out of Iraq. You extricate yourself from a situation that only drains you and takes you in deeper, digs you in deeper. I don't know how you do it. You got to do it and save some face, but you got to do it. And if you've alienated all your allies, they are not going to come to your aid on this one. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Get your free AM 1150 KNRC coffee mug by going to our website, knrcradio.com, knrcradio.com, and then unlimited free refills at Sugar Beet Cafe with your mug. Just another way to say thanks for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Colorado is famous for sports, and with over 300 days of sunny year, prescription sunglasses are a necessity. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. Prescription sunglasses for sports and daily activities offer better visual clarity, 100% UV protection, and are much more relaxing for your eyes. Without UV-protected sunwear, your eyes burn just like your skin. When looking for the best prescription sunglasses in Denver, visit International Optique at Tamarack Square. Join our entire staff now through the end of July for our fabulous annual sunglass sale. Receive a 25% discount off prescription sunglasses and ready-to-wear sunglasses. Look sporty, fashionable, or just way cool. At International Optique, you will find a staff trained in sport lenses for all seasons. So don't wait. Come visit International Optique at Tamarack Square. See you soon.
Bob. Oh, Bob.
Huh? What? Who are...
It's time we talk about our relationship, Bob.
Huh? Our relationship? Now?
It's over, Bob.
Over? But you're my computer.
That's why it's over. We just don't have the right connection. It's been fun, but you know, our relationship has been feeling, well, limited. Wouldn't you rather get out of the house and meet other singles?
Well, yeah, but how?
The answer is one phone call away. Cottonwood Connection. They help singles connect. Real people, fun-filled events. Frankly, Bob, you could use a little sunshine.
But you know me, I'm shy.
At Cottonwood Connection, they encourage courage. Your full-year membership includes events and a video profile on their website, so we'll still get to see each other.
Well,
come on, Bob. Isn't it time to get out of the house and really connect? Call Cottonwood Connection, 303-424-2300. Check out their website at www.cottonwoodconnection.com. It's all about the right connection, Bob.
Cottonwood Connection, helping singles connect. Call 303-424-2300 or sign up online at cottonwoodconnection.com.
Honey, when are you going to fix that hole in the wall? And what about the basement? You said you'd fix up the basement.
Broadway Construction can assist you with your home projects ranging from drywalling and plaster repair to old home restorations and complete home construction. Broadway Construction also works on commercial construction projects of all sizes. Broadway Construction is a family-owned business, and they approach each project with an understanding of the impact a construction project can have on your life or business. Serving the Front Range from Castle Rock to Boulder, Broadway Construction is committed to traditional business values and operate in the spirit of doing business the right way. Broadway Construction, complete home and commercial construction services. 303-926-4410.
Oh, I love the basement. Thanks for working with Broadway Construction.
When it comes to commercial or home construction projects of all sizes, do it the right way with Broadway.
I'm
Hazel Miller, Colorado's Queen of the Blues. Join me for opening night at Lakewood's Sounds Exciting Summer Concert Series. I kick off the season at 7 p.m. Wednesday, June 23rd. KNRC is a proud sponsor of the Sounds Exciting Series that features some of Colorado's best artists live under the beautiful summer night sky. The lineup includes Chris Daniels and the Kings, presented by KCUV, Dotsero, Lanny Garrett, and many more. Go to www.lakewood.org or call 303-987-7845 for more information.
I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio. A day of low volume and little change on Wall Street, the Dow closing down just a fraction, ending at 10,380. The Nasdaq managed to finish in positive territory, adding nearly 3 points to 1999. Investors were reacting to everything from mixed signals about inflation and interest rates to sabotage attacks on Iraq's oil distribution network. For the second time in 2 days, saboteurs bombed a pipeline, cutting off the flow of crude to the main oil terminal at Basra. Despite that, the price of a barrel didn't change all that much. Oil stocks, however, did well today. Also doing well, production at the nation's factories, mines, and utilities. The Federal Reserve reports a surge last month to the highest level in nearly 6 years. Closing arguments today in the Adelphia fraud trial, a federal prosecutor saying the Regas family, which founded the giant cable TV operating firm, used it as their personal piggy bank, driving it to financial collapse with greed, betrayal, and lies. I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio.
He's your hero, your advisor, your biggest fan. He's your dad, and Sunday is his day. With over 4,300 stores nationwide, Walgreens makes it easy for you to celebrate dad or any special man in your life. Your neighborhood Walgreens has a great selection of gifts like fragrances, digital cameras, electric shavers, and more. Of course, you'll also find plenty of Hallmark cards to help say, "Thanks, Dad." You'll find it all at Walgreens.
Let's be honest. By now, you've probably heard of Levitra, Levitra Vardenafil HCL. I bet you're still wondering, does Levitra really do what it's supposed to? Well, I could tell you, but where's the fun in that? Talk to your doctor. Find out for yourself. You know, when they say nothing ventured, nothing gained, they aren't kidding.
Ask your doctor if a free trial is right for you. Call 1-866-LEVITRA or visit Levitra.com to find out more. Levitra, when it counts. Individual results may vary.
Phenomena. Hi, my name is Stephanie. I want to get tall when I grow up. Tall enough to hug Enid Goldstein, because my grandpa says she's high.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
This is Michael Reagan. Stay tuned. My show is coming up at 6:05 following Doug Kellett on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:30 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. 303-382-1150 is the number. 303-382-1150 is the number. In addition to what we've all been talking about, which is the 9/11 report saying, bluntly saying to the White House that there is no connection between 9/11 and Iraq, members of the Senate Intelligence Committee investigating pre-war Iraq intelligence were very angry at the CIA because the CIA is trying to keep large parts of the committee's report secret. It has apparently been heavily redacted. That means it's been, you know, X'd out with deep black lines. You can't see a lot of that stuff. Intelligence Committee Chairman, who is a Republican, Pat Roberts, said that the committee has received some of its report back from the CIA, which has been reviewing it to determine which parts can be made public. So there is a very critical report in the works about the CIA, and they don't really want it out there. In addition, I guess maybe some of this is a way to keep us from realizing that, according to the latest statistics, we have 82 million, nearly 82 million Americans, one-third of the U.S. population younger than 65, lacked health insurance at some point over the past 2 years. And most of those were uninsured for more than 9 months, and this is according to a recent study that was the results of which were just released. Almost a third of us who are under 65 years old, nearly 82 million people, lacked health insurance at some point over the past 2 years, and some of those were uninsured for more than 9 months. This is the saddest thing in the world. There's money for everything else. There's money for this bogus war, and there isn't money for health insurance. And, you know, God, you get caught in that system. It's an expensive system. And here's the thing. They discount fees. If you are on an insurance program, as many of you know, you get these discounted fees. But if you are paying fee for service, if you are among the uninsured, usually you don't have that much money, and they charge you top of the line prices. So insult to injury. Also, a Democratic watchdog in Congress has raised new concerns of possible involvement by the office of Dick Cheney in the choice of his former employer, Halliburton, to repair Iraq's oil fields after the war. Henry Waxman is taking a look at this, and he's a representative from California. He said that senior Pentagon officials disclosed in briefings last week that the vice president's top aide, Louis Scooter Libby, the one that Ambassador Joseph Wilson thinks had something to do with outing his wife, Valerie Plame, as a CIA officer. We had him on the show when we were broadcasting live on Saturday from Chicago, the book expo. So here's Scooter Libby, who maintains that Cheney didn't know anything about it, but Scooter Libby knew all kinds of stuff about it. These new disclosures apparently contradict assertions that you were not informed about Halliburton contracts, Henry Waxman told Cheney in a letter that he wrote him. Halliburton ex-workers and the Pentagon find lavish spending. Oh, well, there's a surprise. Halliburton paid high-priced bills for common items such as, listen to this, here are all these people who don't have insurance. A lot of people don't have jobs. There's not enough money for hazmat suits, but listen to this. Halliburton paid high-priced bills for common items like soda, laundry, and hotels in Iraq and Kuwait, and then passed the inflated costs along to taxpayers. They lodged 100 workers. Here are some examples. They lodged 100 workers at five-star hotels in Kuwait. Oh, how can I sign on for that? Lodged 100 workers at a five-star hotel in Kuwait for a total of $10,000 a day, while the Pentagon had wanted them to stay in tents like soldiers at $139 a night. No, they were in five-star hotels. They abandoned $85,000 trucks because of flat tires and minor problems. Halliburton was alleged to have abandoned $85,000 trucks because of flat tires and minor problems. Oh, well, you know, this needs oil. I guess I'll walk away from this. Paid $100 to have a 15-pound bag of laundry cleaned as part of a $1 million laundry contract in peaceful Kuwait. The price for cleaning the same amount of laundry in war-torn Iraq was $28. But in Kuwait, across the border there, it was $100. Spent $1.50 a can to buy 37,200 cans of soda in Kuwait, about 24 times the contract price. Halliburton is already under fire for allegations for overcharging the Pentagon for fuel and soldiers' meals. The latest accusations center on whether Halliburton properly keeps track of its bills from smaller subcontractors. Like, why should it would be the question. Pentagon auditors said this is a report released by Henry Waxman. So, and the spokesperson for Halliburton said that the company is a target in this presidential election year. So this is like the $17,000 toilet seat. This is lodged 100 workers at a five-star hotel for a $10,000 bill when the Pentagon wanted to stay in tents at $139 a night. Abandoned $85,000 trucks that cost $85,000 apiece because flat tire, other minor problems. Ugh, this is too much trouble. I think I'll walk away. Leave it here in the desert. Paid $100 to have a 15-pound bag of laundry cleaned when it was only 28 in war-torn Iraq, and spent a buck and a half a can to buy 37,200 cans of soda in Kuwait. And so Henry Waxman is probing what Cheney's role was in this no-bid contract, Halliburton. Jim, on a cell, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live.
Yes, hi. This is Jim.
Yes, Jim. Hi.
Hi. I was listening earlier. I wanted to give my nickel and dime solutions to us getting out of Iraq and maybe perhaps balancing the situation out.
Okay. Oh, one thing I want to say as you bring it up, the U.S. is dragging its heels on releasing Osama bin Laden. Do you think that they might inject him and he'll have like a heart attack or something, allegedly have a heart attack and be non capos mentis by the time they do turn him over?
There's going to be something happen towards the election. It's going to be something of a rabbit.
Well, it's going to be a rabbit disguised as Osama bin Laden. Yeah, but what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts, Jim?
Okay, what are my thoughts in the first get out of Iraq? Well, first of all, since a lot of my friends went to Vietnam, unfortunately, I think we're just going to have to helicopter out like we did in Saigon with the black shirts chasing us out of the helicopters, unfortunately.
You mean we go in there and we declare victory and then we get out?
Right.
Well, this is the way the administration works anyway. It declared victory on all kinds of things that it wasn't victorious over, and it's so good at spinning public relations that it might even work.
Well, and the other thing is, as you said earlier, it's a very, very complex issue, and one of the things that we need to look at with the United States is to see what effect that globalization and what part we have played in alienating nations. That's a piece of it. There's no question that's a piece of it. And take all the steps that we can to start reversing some of those effects that has had on some of the world, some of the nations of the world.
Okay, Jim, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Preston from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Preston.
I was checking out one of my favorite websites today, the Project for the Old American Century.
Uh-huh.
And I came upon an article by Jim Hightower that mentioned KNRC and you.
Oh, really? Because I know we were in his newsletter, but I didn't know that we were. What is this about? Why did he mention us?
I think the title of the article is something like, People's Media is Reaching More People Than Fox. And it was part of an article where he describes all of the independent media efforts going on around the country in radio and print and over the internet, and how they're reaching tens of millions of people and are having a bigger effect than something like Fox News, which has such a large profile in many ways on the main corporate media.
Could you send me could you email it to me or put it in the mail to me?
Sure, I can do that.
Oh, that'd be great.
And if people are curious, they can find it at oldamericancentury.org. Or actually, I think the origin.
Oh, well, I can do that myself. You don't have to send it. All right, wait a minute. Oldamericancentury.org. .org, okay.
Yeah. And also, I think it's posted at commondreams.org as well.
Okay.
And that's another example of what he was talking about. That's a very heavily trafficked website. And so sometimes people, progressives, feel dismay that their voice isn't being heard, but cumulatively, it's actually quite broad. But the reason I called in, actually, I wanted to touch on what the previous caller just spoke about, some possible alternatives to this constant warfare. I mean, we're causing a lot of terror ourselves through supporting, you know, proxy armies or the Vanel Corporation training the Saudi Arabian National Guard. You know, that makes a lot of people want to kill us. So instead of that kind of thing, we could, you know, advocate alternative energy like the Apollo Alliance is doing. We could advocate fair trade, which is what Global Exchange does.
You know, I'm going to be going to Italy soon. And a lot of people have made the observation that going abroad is not what it was, because people used to just love you, except
right.
The French. They were always snobby. But everybody else loved you for being an American and for helping them out in World War II and everything. Yeah. And now it's a whole different story.
That's right. I have a friend who has an opportunity to teach in Syria. They're trying to, you know, have more of a cosmopolitan experience for some of their children. And he and his wife are having second thoughts about doing it because of the chaos that we've unleashed.
Well, Syria would be a place you would perhaps have second thoughts about. Preston, thank you so much for the info, and thank you for calling. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:40, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Rainy and 52 degrees. An outbreak of Norwalk virus in Fort Collins is under investigation. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith at the KNRC Traffic Center.
Very, very wet conditions, of course, outside. That means a lot slower than usual traffic. It also means a lot of people are driving around town with their headlights on. Very, very good idea, but make sure that you turn those headlights off once you get to wherever it is you're trying to go. Accident with injuries along Highway 72, a couple of miles west of the Rocky Flats plant. Lots of emergency equipment in there. 52nd and Vasquez up north, an accident. Also a motorist in some need of assistance at 80th and Pierce in Arvada, and Arvada police are on their way to help him. Early bird special at AutoZone this Saturday from 6 to 10 in the morning. Save 20% on Duralast truck toolboxes and Coleman 18-volt power tools. Hurry in while supplies last, only at AutoZone. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The Larimer County Health Department is investigating an outbreak of Norwalk virus, the same illness that's affected cruise ships recently. At least 20 people in Fort Collins have come down with a virus that may have started at a local restaurant. With medical treatment, the virus and its flu-like symptoms aren't normally life-threatening. This report brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. The University of Colorado is reportedly negotiating with head football coach Gary Barnett over his new contract. While details of the discussion aren't being released, the university apparently wants to include specific language in the contract, which will spell out Barnett's exact responsibilities. A soldier from Parker has died in Iraq from what the Defense Department is calling a non-combat incident. The Pentagon hasn't released specifics in the death of PFC Sean Atkins of Parker. Atkins was with the headquarters company of the 4th Aviation Brigade in the 1st Armored Division from out of Germany. Atkins died in Baghdad. The Orkin man knows just because you don't see carpenter ants doesn't mean they're not trying to turn your house into a sack of sawdust. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC news time is 2:42.
We know you're busy running your lives. That's why we'll keep up with what the government is trying to do to you.
What's going on here?
Denver's new generation of talk radio, AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett for McDonald Automotive Group. You know, if there's anything people want these days, it's choice. And if you're looking for the best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, you owe yourself a visit to McDonald Automotive Group on Broadway. Here you can find rows upon rows of Volvos, Audis, Volkswagens. In short, the region's largest selection of vehicles from some of the highest-rated pre-owned programs in the country. And that's not just their opinion, or my opinion. That is the independent opinion of IntelliChoice, which evaluates manufactured, sponsored, certified used vehicle programs on things like warranty coverage, special financing, and even roadside assistance. So there you have it, the largest selection of pre-owned Volvos, Audis, and Volkswagens. Why would you go anywhere else, especially if you're in the market for that certified pre-owned vehicle? Stop by McDonald Automotive Group today on Broadway, just south of Orchard. That's 6000 South Broadway. The phone number 303-795-1100. 303-795-1100.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, mostly cloudy, showers and scattered thunderstorms possible through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Still a chance of rain after midnight tonight. We'll probably see some fog forming before daybreak in some areas tomorrow. Overnight temperature down into the mid-40s for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of some showers in the morning, then thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high in the upper 60s, rainy and 51 now. KNRC News Time is 2:44. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman. And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live. Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it, just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
AM 1150 KNRC and the Denver Business Journal present Insights, fascinating people making an impact on our world. Tune in to KNRC weekdays at 7:20 a.m. to hear interviews with leaders like Charles Schwab, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, Gloria Steinem, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. These extraordinary individuals will share what made the difference in their careers and help them to establish their roles as leaders. Insights is brought to you by EKS&H Accounting and Business Advisory Firm and First National Bank of Colorado. Are you tired of the jabber about pop culture and nothing that really affects you? Tune in afternoons to Doug Kellett beginning at 3. Doug Kellett beginning at 3. Exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:46 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. It's raining here in glorious Lodo and very, very overcast. Drive carefully. It's going to be a slippery commute. We're talking about, it's a slippery commute in Iraq, as a matter of fact. Also, I want to add a couple more things to the conversation. You may not know this. You need to know this. In a direct challenge to federal limits on political advocacy, guess who? In case we haven't had enough of gun nuts, and the NRA, the National Rifle Association, plans to begin broadcasting a daily radio show starting tomorrow to provide news and pro-gun commentary to 400,000 listeners. And their motto is going to be, is that a gun in your pocket? Are you happy to see me? 303-382-1150. Larry calling from Denver. First time caller to Enid Live. Welcome.
I just wanted to comment on Iraq.
Yes.
I think we should get out of there and come back home and protect our own borders.
I agree with you, but how are we going to do it? How are we going to get out?
We just need to get out of there.
Just go, huh? Just buy get a return bus ticket and just get out?
The only reason we're over there is so that America can usher us in and into the New World Order.
Can I ask you who you're going to vote for president?
Neither party, because they're like Siamese twins. They just look different from the surface.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum?
If I had to vote for anybody, I'd probably vote for the guy that... the Libertarian Party?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you're not going to vote for Nader, are you?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. Are you going to vote, is the question, Larry?
No, because there's no one to vote for.
There's nobody to vote for? How old are you?
I'm 38.
38, okay.
Because I've been in the military, and I know what the government's capable of doing.
What is the government capable of doing?
Well, they look at 9/11. They were behind 9/11.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I have... Our government was behind 9/11?
They sure were.
What's your evidence for that?
Do you ever listen to the Alex Jones show?
You're going to cite that dopey guy, and that's your evidence for
That dopey guy has a lot of facts.
How do you know they're facts?
Because
how do you know they're not the rantings of a paranoid, which I think a lot of people would say?
I've looked into what he says, and...
Don't quote him. Give me information. How is it that? What's your information that the U.S. government was behind 9/11? Where's your evidence? What is
because,
the evidence?
Because if you look on different websites, that I've seen photos of the planes that went into the Twin Towers.
Uh-huh.
They have pods underneath them,
uh-huh.
And commercial airliners don't have pods underneath them.
That's your evidence. Okay.
Well. If there's a pod underneath a commercial airline, what do you think?
I don't know. I think it's a problem for the pod people. And I thank you, Larry. 303-382-1150. I'm not even gonna. You can tell me what to say to that one. 303-382-1150. Okay, here's this Washington shrink, who has written a book. There are a number of stories coming out now. Some of them on a website called Capital Blue. Some of you say it's not a reliable website, but boy, it says that Dickie's coming unglued. Here's a psychoanalyst who's calling George W. Bush a paranoid megalomaniac. He's written a new book called Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President, in case the president has a mind. He says that the president has a, quote, lifelong streak of sadism, ranging from childhood pranks using firecrackers to explode frogs to insulting journalists, gloating over state executions, and pumping his fist gleefully before the bombing of Baghdad. Well, we know that when the execution of Carla Faye Tucker was going to happen, he was really smirky, and it was Tucker Carlson, I think, who did the interview, who reported that. Even worse, this psychoanalyst, and his name is Dr. Justin Frank, I believe, concludes that the president's years of heavy drinking, quote, may have affected his brain function, and his decision to quit drinking without the help of a 12-step program puts him at far higher risk of relapse. Do you think that since he did drink, and he was a drunk till he was about 40 years old, look at what he did with his life. I was thinking about this the other day, and John Kerry, what he has done with his life. John Kerry fought in Vietnam. I don't care what he did with his medals. They were his to do whatever he wants to with. He fought in Vietnam. Dickie didn't do anything. Dickie was putting everything he could up his nose, by all accounts, and was a drunk until he was the age of 40. He lost money in one venture after another, and it wasn't until the sweetheart deal with the Texas Rangers that he made any kind of real money. Everything else, there was insider trading that it was alleged of him, but everything that he got involved with just busted out, just bombed out, and he was a drunk, And I don't know, allegations of, and he never will deny the use of, you know, he just talks about his, he just doesn't discuss it. But he's never denied his drug use. Let's put it that way. And look at what Kerry has done. Kerry has had a life of meaning. He ran for senator. He went to law school. He was a prosecutor. He had gone to Vietnam. He won a lot of medals. And now people are speculating about his wife, Teresa. I think she's really a cool woman. I think she's a very attractive woman and a very powerful woman. And I love her bluntness and her outspokenness. I really like it a lot. I think there's something very attractive about her. And we haven't seen a figure like that in public life in a long time, if ever. I can't think of anyone I would compare her to offhand. Maybe you can think of it. But what is being speculated is if she's going to get the Hillary treatment, if she's a strong woman, you know, they're going to Hillaryize her, turn her into a devil woman, a she-dragon. What do you think? 303-382-1150. But here is a Washington shrink. He is a psychoanalyst. He's written a book called Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. He calls him a sadistic megalomaniac. And he thinks that the drinking, all the years of heavy drinking, may have affected his brain function. Well, you know, Mr. OxyContin across the way, all those years, I'm talking, John Stewart said at Book Expo, 30 pills a day. 30 OxyContins a day? That is truly a weapon of mass destruction. 30 OxyContin a day. You don't think that that destroys whatever brain function you may have had, not to mention your hearing? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Info.
What's up?
The scoop.
The latest.
What do you know? What's new?
Listen and we'll tell you. Hear Colorado Talk. AM 1150 KNRC.
Make your weekends longer this summer at Hyatt. Get 20% off your regular room rate any day Thursday through Sunday at participating Hyatts through September 6th. Book on Hyatt.com today.
Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes, a great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no-obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
Trust and experience are two very important factors when considering medical treatments to enhance your natural beauty. I'm Dr. Robert Tuckler of the Plastic Surgery Clinic and Denver Skin Aesthetics. I would like to extend my personal invitation to visit our clinic. We offer our patients the finest care when it comes to the delicate art of plastic surgery and the latest advancements in cosmetic facial injectables, including Botox, Restylane, and Radiance. We have just purchased the most advanced laser system available, the Cutera Zio. This laser offers many options, including removal of facial and leg veins, age spots, and a skin rejuvenation process which stimulates new collagen growth and diminishes the appearance of fine lines. Hair removal is also available. Our nurses and aestheticians will evaluate your skin while listening to your needs. All treatments are performed under a doctor's supervision, a service we feel is mandatory. We have some of the top doctors in the area and have been honored by 5280, Town & Country, and Vogue. Call us at 303-830-7200 and request a complimentary facial assessment.
Listeners receive 10% off their first filler and 20% off their first Botox treatment. Call 303-830-7200.
Hi, it's John Rizzi, editor of Colorado Avid Golfer magazine. Do you love golf as much as I do? If so, join me and physical golf's Neil Walkadoff for On the Tee every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on 1150 KNRC. We'll talk about how to play, where to play, and what to play. We'll go inside the tour, across the state, and around the country, bringing in guests from the world of golf. And we'll take your calls, too, even give you a shot at winning something. So join our twosome every Saturday morning at 8, on the tee at 1150 KNRC.
The Larimer Arts Association presents the second annual La Piazza dell'Arte. June 19th and 20th. The award-winning festival follows 16th century street painting traditions and features more than 200 artists who will spend hours on their hands and knees transforming asphalt into pastel masterpieces of brilliant color and design. Enjoy spectacular artwork, Italian food, beverages, and entertainment. Admission is free. For more information, call 303-685-8143 or visit LarimerArts.org.
Have toothache pain? Get Ambisol. Maximum Strength Ambisol has the same strength pain reliever that dentists use. Dent is strong, so the pain is gone. Use only as directed.
At this time, while our fighting men and women are overseas fighting for our freedoms, let's enjoy this summer. But AM 1150 KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting the terrorists.
Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them.
KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting terrorism. Thanks for all you're doing. AM 1150 KNRC. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:57 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Let's go to the phones. We don't have much time left. Kat, calling from Las Vegas. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Kat.
Hello, Enid. How are you?
Good. Are you listening on the net? Is that how you're hearing us?
Yes, I am. I'm at my desk typing a report, and this is the first time I've ever heard you. I was surfing Denver because I'm from Denver originally, and I found you, and I thought, wow, I like this lady and what she says.
Well, thank you very much.
Actually, you were talking about a lot of things that I absolutely agreed with. I feel, and it's just, you know, it's just a thought and a feeling. We went over there to Iraq inappropriately out of what you said, ego and past history, and it had nothing to do with
ego and arrogance.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. And there's that. And
what about Teresa Hines? Is she going to get the Hillary treatment, do you think?
I hope not, because I think, like you, she's a lovely woman and very bright. And I actually like Hillary Clinton. I think she's a very
I kind of like Hillary Clinton, too. I didn't like her as much before, but when I saw her on the book tour, I liked her better.
She's good.
Kat, I thank you so much for calling. You're a first-time caller, so we have something for you.
Oh, wonderful.
We give all of our first-time callers, we de-virginize them with a cheesy kiss. So
okay.
We hope you'll we're just about out of time in this hour. I hope you'll call us again, and I thank you for doing it. 303-382-1150 is the number. Doug Kellett is up next, and Joe and I are going to be en route to Aspen. We may or may not be with you tomorrow for at least a period of time because we have to get up there. But we have got all kinds of great people. Jacques Pepin, if you are a big Julia and Jack fan of watching them on Public Cooking Together. We're going to have an old friend of mine, Michael Bauer, who's a food editor of the San Francisco Chronicle, and he just won the James Beard Award. Eric Riepert, who is a chef here in Denver, and that should be wonderful as well. And Nancy Silverton, if you're a big fan of bread, one of the best is La Brea, and that's hers and how she got started and how she made it all work and all the, you know, side stuff and all the sociological stuff and all that snidey gossip stuff. We'll have all of that for you when we broadcast live from Aspen. Thank you, Joe Anderson, for doing a wonderful job today. Thank you, Darren Gabbard, for doing a wonderful job as well and keeping us on track. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. We'll do it again tomorrow, noon to 3, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. Doug Kellett is up next from 3 to 6. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. Clean up some mess, and your life will be transformed. And vote for Kerry. I'm Enid Goldstein.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Siegenthaler. The 9/11 Commission says the hijackers originally planned to attack the U.S. using as many as 10 airliners, but those plans were scaled back. The report also notes that the terror attacks were supposed to have happened months earlier, but were postponed because all the hijackers were not ready. President Bush went to the home of U.S. Central Command today to talk about the war on terrorism. He told troops at Florida's MacDill Air Force Base that the future of a free Iraq is drawing closer, but that U.S. forces will stay for now as the country moves toward democracy.
The terrorists will fail. They will fail because the Iraqi people will not accept a return to tyranny. The terrorists will fail because the resolve of an America and our allies will not be shaken.
In other news, protesting French power workers cut the electricity to President's official residence today, the Élysée Palace. They're upset with plans to privatize some of the state's utilities. I'm John Siegenthaler, NBC News Radio.
All right, people, we need new computers, and they're pretty expensive, so we're cutting back. If you have to travel overnight, try sleeping in a park. Think of it as a business adventure. Next office supplies. Instead of using tape or glue, see if anyone's chewing gum. And yes, we're cutting toilet paper.